This is the Steve Cochran Show.
Really?
Yes, really.
On the road and live from downtown Naperville, so we celebrate the annual block party with WGN Morning News.
They're watching us right now.
Now please welcome the assorted cast and crew on 720 WGN.
All right. How about it, everybody? How you doing? Hey, what's up, Naperville? It's the Steve Cochran Show here on 720 WGN, live in Naperville for the WGN TV Block Party. I'm Justin Kaufman, in for Steve Cochran this morning. Dave Bennett, Mary Vandeveld are here, and we are. You can see the crowds are already here. We're used to doing remotes in the morning, Dave, where, I don't know, we'll do a festival or something, and you recognize nobody's coming out, but there are already hundreds of people here. This is going to be a jam this morning.
Yeah, it is, and it's most of the time we're indoors, and this morning we're outside. It could not be a better morning. It is absolutely beautiful out here. I suggest we do this every morning now.
This would be the kind of thing you would suggest, right?
I think it'd be a little tough on Columbus Drive downtown.
Dave, I got to ask, did you have it? It was easy for you to get here?
Oh, it was a piece of cake. Yeah, I just plugged in my GPS and took me right to the parking garage across the street.
Here
found
we go.
Our remote. I ran into you in the garage.
Yeah, easy.
We walked over together.
So easy.
Could not have been. Man, I live a good distance from here, so it was a challenge, but
so
it could
easy.
Not have been more easy.
Dave, it was easy for me as well. Mary Vandeveld,
how
easy was it for you?
I had to run to the bathroom. See you guys in a bit.
So what happened, Mary?
My phone GPS did not work. It died, and here I am, the traffic reporter. And
the
you
irony.
Know, I live in Villa Park, which is even
You're
funnier.
You're the closest.
So I'm the closest. So I get in my car, piece of cake, 15 minutes, I'll be there. I had to be here at 5. You know, I'm like, no problem at all. I took the wrong exit because after it died, I realized, there's 4 exits to Naperville. Which one do I take? I don't know. I forgot. So anyway,
good.
I had to call the newsroom and have them guide me here.
You are the queen of traffic.
Yes.
How could you not find your way to downtown
before
Naperville?
I called the newsroom, I stopped at a gas station. Does anyone ever do that anymore? Stop at a gas station, ask directions? Yeah.
This gentleman does.
And I just said, just downtown Naperville. Just get me there. And he did. So here I am.
So you were on the Walk of Fame, Mary. You are one of the number one traffic.
The voice of traffic.
You're the voice of Chicago traffic.
And I don't own a map in my car.
The GPS goes out, and you're like, I have no idea what to do.
You know, Justin, years ago.
I was going to go to Steve Cochran's house and have him direct
me. That would
have
been good.
You could get him there, yeah.
Years ago, we were doing a remote out in, I think, in Crystal Lake. If I'm not mistaken, somewhere out there.
Or Woodstock.
It was Groundhog Day. And I got caught in a speed trap.
Oh.
And it was totally bogus. I wasn't speeding. This 15 years ago, probably, maybe more, and they still remind me of it. So I'm not letting this go with Mary.
Dave was so flustered that day. Yeah, how long is this going to go on now? 20 more years?
It's 15 years for me. So another 15 for you.
Okay, I'm excited to continue to razz you, at least this morning, Mary. It's too good. It's too delicious.
So I'm going on vacation, so I won't be around next week. So I'm happy.
And you can't fight back.
You guys will forget by then.
We will not forget. Well, we got a great show lined up here in downtown Naperville. The WGN TV Block Party is happening right in front of us. There's a parade at 9 o'clock that Dave Bennett is going to give radio play-by-play to.
Well, we don't have the lineup, so we're just going to have to guess.
Yeah, but you can wing it. You're a pro.
You're my co-commentator.
That's right. I'm the Fred Willard of this jam. But we've got a lot to do this morning. And Lou Manfredini's coming up next with Lou's first call. So 312-981-7200 if you want to get in on that. But right now, let's do the top six at six.
From the Steve Cochran Auditorium in the lovely Sunrise Hotel, it's time to get your kicks. With the top six at six, sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60 Minute Men.
All right, let's do the top six at six. Let's start with our number one story. Of course, we think about New Orleans this morning, Tropical Storm Barry, 100 miles from the mouth of the Mississippi River. Authorities are confident, though, that the levees in New Orleans will hold. So we'll see how that kind of plays out. We talked about this yesterday, and obviously all of our thoughts and our we all wish that tropical storm stays a tropical storm and stays away from New Orleans. But all of that area around the Mississippi River is getting hit. I know you've been following this, Steve Grzanich, but this is
Is it kind of playing out the way you thought it would?
It is. They've warned people, and there are all kinds of plans in place. There's already a nationwide emergency declaration, yeah. So it's playing out just as we thought it would. Let's hope things change though in the next 12 to 14 hours.
Is that the real crunch? Is the next 12 to 24 hours?
Yeah, I think we'll have a much better idea of the track of the storm and how significant it's going to be later in this afternoon. So. Keep your fingers crossed.
All right. Next, number two. Immigration raids are scheduled for this weekend. ICE will be looking to round up undocumented immigrants who have missed their court hearings. But the ACLU is suing, saying the whole immigrant court system is in chaos. Also, vigils will be held tonight all over the Chicago area to shed light on the conditions at detention centers. They put all the immigration news into one day. I didn't even mention the census question and the executive action that the president, but it seems like let's talk about immigration. Let's just do every single story on immigration and shove it into one Friday. That kind of feels like it. When I was listening this morning to the news, I was like, wow, it's all coming to a head. So we'll pay attention to that. But I don't know. I have no idea. It is interesting because they do talk about how I read a story that they give the wrong dates on some of the court filings. Like if you get your summons to come back for your hearing. There were some that said September 31st, some that were sent to the wrong address. So there's a lot that just leaves it open to lawsuits and challenges when you have those kind of mix-ups or mess-ups. But at the core of this is about immigrants who were supposed to have hearings, didn't show up for the hearings, and now they're going to be found and deported. That's the idea of these raids that are happening in 10 major cities this weekend.
Yeah, well, the court, too, is to scare the death out of immigrants who are here, too.
That system, and we can go in depth on that at some other time, but the system there is, I do agree that it's pretty chaotic. It's hard to follow. But that seems to be happening this weekend. Next, R. Kelly's back in jail today. he was arrested on federal charges last night, so he had the state charges already. And then he added, it's kind of like, when you got a gold record and then it becomes platinum. It's the same idea, state charges to federal charges. But he's now been...
I've never heard that analogy before.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make it musical.
Yeah.
The federal charges, a grand jury came back, I think it was 13 counts. So R. Kelly in more trouble this morning. Boy, oh boy. I don't know. It continues. The hits keep coming for the hitmaker, R. Kelly.
Yeah, he was arrested walking his dog.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, last night walking his dog.
Good for him. And I saw that the authorities are searching his Trump Tower residence now.
What happened to the dog, Steve?
I'm not sure. I mean, what normally would happen in that situation is if no one else is around to take it, it would be given to animal control, put in the custody of animal care and control. So,
okay.
Innocent
dog. Let's hope that there's no grand jury for the dog. All right, let's talk about Luis Robert, huh? Luis Robert, the the White Sox top phenom prospect, was promoted to AAA in his first game. Dave, he like every struggles. It's hard to understand, pitching at that level. You expect a little bit of struggle from the kid. He didn't do that great. What was he, 3-for-5?
Yeah, 3-for-5. So they got him out twice.
Two homers and 7 RBIs.
The Gwinnett Stripers retired him twice. and he played in the Futures game the other night in Cleveland and went 0-for-4 in that game. And then he had a couple of days to get ready for his first game at AAA. He's killed it at every level. Yeah. He's only 21 years old.
He is a Cuban sensation. Like you said, he's only 21 years old. And he's making a play already on day one that he wants to be up at the major league level with the White Sox.
Yeah, it's a pretty impressive way to begin at that level, too.
All right, next, let's do Cubs-Pirates. They are at Wrigley Field this afternoon. Bad blood between these teams. I was reading yesterday that there could be possible brawls this weekend.
Well, remember the last game in Pittsburgh, the one the Cubs won after losing the first three, and Joe Maddon was shouting across at Clint Hurdle, the Pirates manager, after some inside pitches to Javier Baez. And Maddon ends up getting tossed out of the game, and things got a little bit out of hand. And, I don't think anybody'd be too surprised if that game. This has kind of been going on,
simmering for a few
years.
Well, Yu Darvish on the mound, and, you know, he's not obviously not living up to his contract, so he could start the brawl, maybe, do something good for the Cubs.
I don't think you want to do that. I mean, I think you want to. They need to win games.
Hey, I'm not. I don't have to be responsible. And it's too early in the morning.
Yeah, that's
you,
true.
Darvish, should plunk one of those Pirates right at the top.
Josh
of the
Bell,
game.
Just,
yeah,
yeah,
set
okay.
the tone right
great,
at the top.
Great idea.
Right on the leg. Something on the leg, no, not up high.
Don't
up
think
the leg.
So.
All right, and lastly, this is for Naperville. This weekend, Little Mermaid's going to be at Pfeiffer Hall. You guys excited about that? Six performances only.
Come on, let's hear it for Little Mermaid.
I mean, I put that in for you guys.
Yeah, no.
Are you guys
reaction.
Going? Anyone
no
got tickets? Anyone got tickets to Little Mermaid at nope. Pfeiffer Hall?
You're just getting stares back at
yeah,
you.
Well, they're still available, so I'd get on that if I were you. All right, that's the top six at six.
That's it.
That's all today for the top six at six.
No more.
Sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men.
All right, let's. What we're going to do, Lou's first call, 312-981-7200. Lou Manfredini's here, everybody. Take a look on the end.
Hi there. Good morning. How are you?
Our great home improvement expert.
Look
is
at
here
all the people that
questions.
Are here. It's amazing.
All right, so let's do this. Let's go see what Steve Grzanis has got coming up in the headlines. Then we'll have Lou Manfredini and Lou's first call.
Hey, y'all ready to party?
The WGN Morning News Block Party, and we're celebrating
good taste broadcasting we just can't control.
Steve Cochran and company in downtown Naperville right now on 720 WGN. It's Lou's first call with Lou Manfredini and Steve Cochran, brought to you by American Weathermakers.
American Weathermakers, we won't be comfortable until you are.
It's the time of the show for Lou's first call.
We're live in Naperville here at the WGN TV Block Party, Naperville! All right, I love it. Lou Manfredini is here. Mr. Fixit, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you? Good morning, Justin.
Good to see you. You're
Dave
looking good.
Dave and Mary, good. Thank you. And Mary and Mary.
Can
and
I make
Michael?
A, before we start, I know it's radio, but awesome white pants, buddy. You look good.
Thank you. My producer bought them for me
as
a joke, and I don't think I've ever had white pants unless I was a painter.
Right.
We were talking earlier about what color underwear you wear when you have white
pants.
Yeah,
my wife
on.
Told me that. I was getting dressed, you know, as a married couple would do, and she said, you can't wear that underwear. I go, what? She goes, you're wearing white pants. I go, yeah. You have to wear white underwear. And honestly, I mean, this is maybe a little TMI.
Or gray would
I
even work.
I just have one pair of white underwear anymore.
So you couldn't go with the the brightly colored
right. You know,
plaid
the,
underwear
like
that
the
you
one that has
wear.
Like snow cones on it and that kind of stuff. Right.
Okay, so let's get to Lou's first call. We've got some people lined up here to ask you some home improvement questions as
That's
we do
awesome.
Every Friday. So who do we have on the microphone here?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, I'm Marie Urbeck from Naperville, Illinois.
How long did it take you to get here?
5 minutes.
All right, good, good. I'm glad you made it.
So here's a tricky one for you. We may have a skunk somewhere around our house.
Nice.
We found a potential entryway, my husband, somewhat handy, blocked that all up. But periodically, we randomly come home, and we have this scent. And we don't know if he died under the stoop and is bringing that in, or if he's somewhere else. And how do you find these critters? We looked all around the house. We cannot find any other critter holes, droppings, anything.
So you think it's under the porch where this is happening?
We think it's under somewhere near the foundation.
Right.
Because we can, like, smell it every once in a while when we come home.
So a couple things. There is a terrific repellent that you can buy by Bonide called Repels All. And it's a sprinkle that you're going to place by that area where you found the entry point. And the other thing that I would do is if you can get an LED work light and put it outside that entry point and plug it in and leave it on. So it's on the whole time because, remember, skunks are nocturnal. And so if you light up that area, especially inside where you think they might be, they don't want to hang out there. They want to go somewhere else. And they'll go, do you have a neighbor that you don't like? Maybe you could put a sign and say, go there. And then the skunk goes over there and you don't have to worry about it. So repels all. And an LED, the reason I want it to be an LED work light is it won't get hot. It uses very little energy. So you can just leave it plugged in and not worry about it.
What
and
about
that should help?
What about getting a cat and?
Well, the cat doesn't.
Like,
the cat doesn't want to get sprayed.
I was thinking like Pepe Le Pew, where the skunk loves the cat, and it's
a skunk.
Oh,
though.
Like a love affair. Yeah, a love affair.
Oh,
kind of thing.
And you could also play some Barry White music, and maybe you could attract them out. No, don't listen to Justin.
No, he lives in the city. Yeah. He doesn't know.
Your husband might get excited if you play a little Barry White. Your daughter's here. She has no idea who Barry White is. No idea. No. That's okay. Give that a shot.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. How about that? That's great. How about that? You're fixing people. I love it.
What about if the skunk is living in your living room?
Ooh. What?
I mean, just for instance.
We need to get it out of the living room. What do you mean here? Yeah, no, we don't want that. The other thing that there's another really great product called Spray Away, which is a motion sensing sprinkler, which I've recommended that to people all the time. You plug it into your garden hose. It's battery operated, and so for deer that come into the yard, and you know they're all creatures of habit. You put that there, the deer comes in there, it sprays them with water, doesn't harm them. Scares the you-know-what out of them. It's really funny to watch. And after a couple times, they won't come back.
Huh. You know the one that makes the sound of a rodent in distress that you told me about?
Sonic Spike?
This is the Sonic Spike. This is the third year I've had it. I rarely see chipmunks in my yard
anymore.
It's
amazing. Yeah. It is and I am normally have never been a fan of anything that makes a sound because I get used to it. But I think the fact that you put it in the ground and it really mimics it.
Hold on,
Little Mermaid's here.
That's what I said. That they,
Ariel,
I called
Ariel.
Out. They're here. All right. Yeah, Lou's got to go do a TV spot because that's what he does. So
I'm going to go under the sea.
Under the sea. But how great is it that you come down to the block party
so
right
nice.
Here?
There's so many people here, and it's actually an absolutely gorgeous day today.
Perfect
so thanks
day.
For having me, everybody.
Thank you. Lou Manfredini, Mr. Fix-It, of course, Lou's first call. Sponsored by American Weathermakers. You can check him. He's going over to do TV in just a couple minutes, so you can ask him questions as he's on his way over there. All right, we'll take a break here. We'll come back, and we will continue at the WGN-TV Block Party live in Naperville. Stay with us.
Whatever it is, it's not right on the teleprompter. I don't know what that is. I've never seen that.
Back to the WGN Morning News Block Party. TV and radio together, it's the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN. Good
time. Yes. We are live right here in Naperville, downtown, for the WGN-TV Block Party. Woo! Steve Cochran Show here on 720 WGN.
I love the way you throw a woo in there. That just makes it sound like everybody's doing it.
I'm so excited, not only because there are a ton of people watching us do radio. We don't usually get that because we're in a studio. But they're warming up for Little Mermaid right behind us. So another great... How great is that?
And there's a bounce house right there.
And there's a bouncy house right next to us.
And a dunk tank in front of us. Who's going in there?
Dave Ennett is. He told me. He was begging.
No, I can't do that.
He didn't wear a suit.
Yeah,
I was amazed at how defiant you were about wanting to get in a dunk tank.
Yeah, I am defiant about it, but not that way.
It's really cold in there, too. It's like ice cubes, I think, in there.
Well, that'll be fun. We've got a lot to do today. We're going to get to it. Katie Wood's here. Katie Wood is the executive director for the Downtown Naperville Alliance. Katie, thanks
That's
for joining
me.
Us.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Thank you for being here, WGN Radio. We're so happy to have you all here.
This is quite an undertaking. You know, when the
it
idea
is.
Of doing a block party with the TV, you're like, oh, okay, this will be fun. It'll be Thomas Sulu jumping around and having fun. But this is amazing. The community is out. There are hundreds of people here. This is just another testament to what downtown Naperville can offer.
Well, you're so sweet. We usually start with yes, and that's how this began. And, you know, we're just so happy you're here. We're all very proud of our town, our downtown, and we love to show it off to a lot of people. We hope people choose to come here. We're full of beautiful shops, national favorites, small boutiques, restaurants, really the whole package. So
really
thank
is.
You for being here.
It's been quite a development over the years, too. You've seen so much change in Naperville, especially along the Riverwalk.
Definitely.
But development is the name of the game when it comes to downtown Naperville, isn't it?
We really do have all the spokes on the wheel, and it's really a lot of, it's a we, not me kind of community where we all come together. But, yes, you're exactly right, the award-winning Riverwalk. We've got great schools, wonderful police and fire, beautiful parks. So we're very, very proud of our town.
Katie, when's the last time you had this many people in downtown Naperville at 6:43 in the morning?
I don't usually see this time of day. I started at 3, so that was a whole new day part. It's been a while, I'd say. We do have wonderful events like Last Fling and Rib Fest and things like that, but I think this could be a whole new thing. We hope you come back next year, too.
Yeah, how about that? So yes. It's a WGN-TV Block Party down here in Naperville. Annabella Vall is here. She is, of course, look at that. She dressed up for radio. You look good. Hi.
Aren't you on the web somehow?
Somehow, right. How are you?
I'm doing great. This town is amazing, and we really appreciate how you pretty much shut down for us, the downtown.
We'll do it again. We're happy to have you here.
Oh, we are so happy. I've been here plenty of times with Around Town, not these other people who never leave the studio.
How has it been with all of your celebrities? Everybody over there, is it prima donna city? Is everyone?
Are you calling them celebrities and I'm just like the second banana?
No, I'm saying you're used to going out and being with the people, but Larry and Robin and Pat, they're not. So are they doing okay with the crowds around?
Oh, they love it. They love it. It's a great way to connect with people. And, you know, we say it never annoys us to hear how much people love us, right? And to kind of get the feedback of why we're number one in Chicago, right? Because we kind of work in a bubble when you're in the studio all the time. So I get the benefit of meeting a lot of people, and they don't. So they love this.
Since you do the Around Town segments, is there an Around Town today, or is this just Around Town?
That's the joke. No, the joke is that my former Around Town producer is Tom Barnes, who puts this mammoth production together. And pardon my French, he screws me because he sends me all over this. Like, Larry and Robin will move around a little bit, but we were listening to our instructions. And me and Sarah Jindra, because she does traffic, we're all over the place. I'm like, oh, I got to hop on a car at some point and go to the neighbor's settlement. I said, really? Am I not allowed close to Larry and Robin? Is there a restraining order I don't know about?
Maybe that's it.
Where is another Naperville's beloved resident, Steve Cochran?
Steve will be here.
He's on his way.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Phoning it in. See, you are like the me of this show.
Yeah, that's right. Right.
And he's got a golf outing at 8.
Oh. Yeah. At tea time, was it? Whatever.
Yeah. Tea time.
Yeah. I'm surprised that he's not here for you. He's a huge fan of yours. Oh, and he's listening right now, and I'm sure he's
He still thinks
metal.
I'm Cuban, but whatever.
Anna, we'll let you go because I know you got to get around town. Yeah, no pun intended.
Around town,
right?
Neighbor. That was good. Justin, no wonder you're on the radio.
But it's always great to see you.
It's good to see you too.
And
see
you. What you're doing, Naper Settlement. What else are you doing this morning?
I don't know. You got to ask my producer.
I love it.
Naperville
face
Park
painting,
District.
Face painting is next.
Naperville Park District, and you're going on a tuk-tuk that's going to take you around downtown.
It's not really a car. It's a tuk-tuk, but we don't have them in Puerto Rico, so I don't know what. I don't even know what. I thought it was like a rickshaw when they said it. I was like, okay. Dave, how are you?
I'm great. It's so good to see you.
I always feel like I scare Dave.
No,
I don't know why.
No, not at all.
He scares easily.
He's like that with all of us.
Mary, my outfit is so demure today.
It is.
You look good.
It is.
Anna Belleval, she'll be around town in Naperville. Give it up for Anna.
Thank you guys for joining us. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. All right, we are live at the WGN-TV Block Party. Katie Wood as well, who is with the Downtown Naperville Alliance. Thanks so much, Katie,
for coming in. Thank you for being here. Thank you, everyone.
All right, the WGN-TV Block Party continues here on 720 WGN.
Back to the WGN Morning News Block Party. TV and radio together, it's the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN. Woo!
Live in Naperville, downtown Naperville, right at Webster and Jackson. It's a WGN TV Block Party. The Steve Cochran Show. I'm Justin Kaufman. Dave Ennett, Mary Vandeville, Steve Brzanich back in the studio. And we also have a new guy on the microphone who has shown up now to help us with this crowd that's right in front of us. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Steve Cochran.
Oh, no, no. Oh, no, no, no. Don't stand. No, don't stand. Please have a seat. By the way, I have been in the bounce houses since 5 a.m. Do we need a few more of those?
I know how much you love those, buddy.
Hi, Justin.
Hi, buddy.
How you been?
I'm good, man. I'm enjoying your hometown and everything that's coming. Hundreds of people out here at the Block Party. It's really great.
Has Paul done his nude dance with the fans yet, Paul Conrad?
I haven't seen it. We're a little further away from the TV set, so we can't see the new dancing.
No, we haven't even seen Paul this morning.
Where's our engineering staff? I have to congratulate you guys on setting up next to the band.
I know.
And don't lean too fast. You might fall down. It's like the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
This is interesting. It's kind of an interesting singing situation.
Yeah.
How many of you were thrown off by me being early?
Oh, not me. Never. Never, Steve.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Steve.
So what's happening? What are we doing?
So we're waiting for, we had a little, we heard the what do you call it, the sound check of the band, and they were doing some Little Mermaid dances over here,
So we are kind of waiting for that to happen, but we got so many different celebrities and guests coming through here in the next couple hours. It's really great.
Have you noticed that we have more cute kids per square yard in Naperville than anywhere else?
They're out early, and they've got the popsicles and the sugar rush is early here.
Have you noticed we have more beautiful women in Naperville than anywhere else?
Yeah. Woo! Including your beautiful wife, Maureen. Yes.
Gorgeous. The band's starting up at the soundcheck stage.
Oh, here we go.
Steve, this is great. All these people coming out for you. It's really great.
Yeah. It's good that we at WGN and Channel 9 have gotten together to do this. Now, our part of the planning was, what time do we get here, right? But we love Channel 9. We've promoted them incessantly for years. And they've promoted us occasionally. And now we're doing this. This is nice.
You know, we're right by where we're sitting. There's a place where you can get your picture taken. It's like a booth. And there's a long line. I mean, there's probably about 60, 75 people. And they have to stand and watch us do radio. So it looks as if
you
right
make
now,
it sound like... Well, it's, I was gonna it's say, not a terrible thing
it's
that
not
they have
terrible.
To stand.
Wait. Are you
it's
telling
a little
me,
bit terrible.
I didn't realize that.
This is a photo line?
Yeah, this is a photo line.
See, but they're holding little banners that says, I'm a fan of, and then they have one of the WGN TV
Hold on
people.
A second. So you people are in line to get your pictures taken.
Yeah.
Not everybody.
I thought you were in line for us.
No, we're just standing. We're just sitting here.
No, there are some people. There's one right here. See?
Yeah, we got our number one fan.
Right there. There you go.
Yeah.
They're giving out T-shirts, too, Steve. They got a WGN block party.
Fantastic.
I think you missed it.
Do they have a petite for me?
They do. Yeah, I got it. I got it over here. They also have the dunk tank set up. It hasn't actually been set up yet, but they do have the Steve Cochran honorary dunk tank set up.
Well, you didn't hear this, Justin, because you work nights now. You're up very, very late.
That's right.
Entertaining America. I thought it'd be a great idea if Dave Bennett were in the dunk tank calling his own dunk.
I love it.
That's physically impossible.
No, it's not.
That's perfect.
They have underwater microphones.
Here's the kick and the pitch. Oh, crap.
Yep.
Paddle gets hit and you go in.
There's no other way to do it.
Right?
No, did you wear shorts? Not. You got shorts you can put on? I know you got the polo in. No?
Back in the garage.
All right. Well, I guess we're going nude. Too. Dave Bennett's going nude.
No, I don't think
Steve,
that's
did
happening.
You see Justin's pink pants?
I got my pink pants on.
Nice.
Harry Bruce. You like it?
You hear the crowd cheer?
Yeah, they get a little cheer.
He calls them salmon. Those are pink.
A lot of guys can't pull that off. Now, right over here to our left, you're right on the radio, there's a crowd gathered, and I have no idea why. Is there a hostage taking of some sort going on there?
It's kind of like Disneyland when the characters show up, like Mickey Mouse.
Oh, it's
and
Dean Richards in the middle.
Yeah, Larry Potash and Dean Richards are doing
some dance.
Remotes.
Oh, is Dean being sacrificed to some sort of gods of broadcasting?
Yeah, they're drumming.
They're walking away.
Uh-oh.
Once the bit was over and the camera's off, there's no interaction with the crowd. They're out.
People, they're just people like you and I. They have people put on their pants one leg at a time.
Or two legs, these guys.
I wonder when these people realize why they got up early if they're disappointed.
No, there's hundreds of people here. I'm so surprised. You know, we've done remotes together, and you'll do it, and you'll be like, well, it's 6 o'clock in the morning. Nobody's here. We sat down, and there are already hundreds of people out here.
We should probably mention the greatest remote we ever did. Justin, you were a part of this.
Yeah.
This is Sox opening day 2 years ago.
Yep.
Now, I've been on the radio for a long time. I've never, ever, ever, ever had this happen. What was the name of the bar?
It was, it's the place out that we always do it at, Cork and Carry.
Cork and Carry.
But it wasn't opening day. It was later in the season. It was like, I don't know what it, maybe
oh,
it was
wasn't
a
opening
side.
Day?
It wasn't, it was like maybe it was crosstown thing. I forgot what it was, but it was 6 o'clock in the morning and they opened the bar for us.
We had about 75 staffers in there and we had no, I'm not making this up. We literally, the game started at what, 1 o'clock?
Yeah, it's like a 3 o'clock start or something like that.
Yeah, so we had no one in, and by the time it got to be like 8:30, I was going, please don't let anybody in.
You wouldn't let
them in. I wanted to get through the entire morning with no one showing up.
A couple showed up, and Steve
wouldn't
let them
in. No, not even a couple. Remember, it was one lady who showed up asking for directions.
Didn't you guys even have Bloody Marys or mimosas or anything exciting?
I don't think
so, no. Fantastic.
We're professionals.
Anyway, in all seriousness, thank you guys for listening. Yeah. Thank you, people, for standing in line.
There you go.
Go ahead. Give yourselves a hand. You're up early.
There you go. All right. We'll take a break here and get to the news. The Steve Cochran Show rolls along here at the WGN-TV Block Party in Naperville, downtown Naperville. We'll take this break. We'll come back and continue till 10 o'clock. Stay with us.
This
is the Steve Cochran Show.
Really?
Yes, really.
On the road and live from downtown Naperville, we celebrate the annual block party with WGN Morning News.
They're watching this right now.
Now please welcome the assorted cast and crew on 720 WGN.
We are live in Naperville downtown at the WGN-TV block party. Hey, everybody! It's the Steve Cochran Show. I'm Justin Kaufman, Dave Ennis here, Mary Vanderbilt, Steve Cochran, of course. And on the end, Ben Bradley's here from WGN News. It's early. It's early for you, Ben.
It's very early. I'm half showered.
What are you wearing?
I am wearing a bathing suit. I couldn't help but notice you checking out my legs very uncomfortably, Steve.
You could shave them.
The waxing girl just did not have an appointment before the block party.
Justin, we do have an announcement. The tests are back from Maury Povich. Ben Bradley is the father of Lourdes' baby. We just found out.
Thank you for starting that rumor.
There
by the
go.
Way,
my 7 in the morning.
11-year-old son just heard you, so thank you very much for that.
Thanks a lot.
Boys, you're going to have a baby sister.
Like you ever had the talk with him. Come on.
Actually, we just did that a few weeks ago, and my oldest said, Dad, as we're walking in, please do not embarrass me.
Right.
They're running away right now eating their donuts.
You know what my father's talk with my brother and I was? It's literally true. He sat down with us. He looked. He was sweating, and he said, you guys know, right? And I went, yeah. He goes, okay, we're done. We walked out of the room.
I actually thought about live tweeting the sex ed presentation because it was so absurd.
Right. That's a good call.
Facebook Live.
Yeah.
But then
Live. Nice.
And as we walked out, my oldest Cullen, who's right here, literally...
What up, Cullen?
puts his arm around me as I'm trying to kind of, as a father, trying to think
Talk
of something
to
profound to say after we've just been through 2 hours of this. And I'm like, well... And he puts his arm around me and goes, Dad, I'm proud of you. You did well.
Oh, that's great. Good work. That's good.
By the way, 2 hours? What did you have? Graphs, diagrams, props?
I mean, how
did
PowerPoint. Take
2 hours? It was so uncomfortable. I mean, there was, I don't think I can even say it on the radio, but let's just say the word spontaneous was in a graphic.
Yeah, that's an hour and 55 minutes longer than it normally takes, I'll be honest with you.
Can I ask you a question, Ben? You've got your swim trunks on.
Yes.
And I saw that a couple of the other big celebrities, they also have swim trunks on. So are.
Well, Conrad always wears swim trunks.
Yeah, that's true.
In the summer.
But does that mean you guys are getting in the dunk tank?
Yes, I'll be in the dunk tank, I believe, at about 7:30 this morning. And despite what Paul Conrad, I hear, said on the air yesterday, I'm not in a Speedo. I'm in a slightly longer short.
There
so you
go.
All can go home. There's nothing to see here.
He's in a, like a paisley pink and white shorts. So they're very attractive.
Are those see-through? I mean, when they get wet, are you in trouble?
Let's hope not.
And that water's really, really cold, I hear.
I was in the pool! It's only live TV.
Yeah. I heard Dave Ennett's in, too. He's coming. He's 7:40.
No, that's not true.
That's not true?
No. I'm not. If Ben wants to lend me his shorts, maybe.
What an odd conversation.
Yeah. As soon as I said that, I realized it sounded odd.
No. Not a good deal.
Here's the pit. Don't you think?
That'll be on at 7:45, the two of you swapping shorts.
You know, I love the difference between radio and television. We slap this sucker together on the fly. They've slotted people who are going to get dunked.
I know, right?
There's a dunk schedule.
That is the beauty of the WGN Morning News. Jeff Hoover, one of the great producers on the show, walks up to me and says, or sends me an email the other day. He goes, I can pick you up a costume. What do you think, Little Mermaid for the dunk tank? ... I do recognize this is the weirdest email you'll get today.
Look, everybody, it's Jeff Hoover and Paul Conrad.
Yeah. There they are. To say it's amazing, this block party is so amazing because you'll have, it's not unlike Disneyland where the WGN TV staff are like Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck and they're in their cat, so whenever they show up, crowds circle around trying to get a handshake or something like that.
Yeah.
By the way, Ben, you know this, you've been on the air a long time here, but a measure of success in Chicago media is if you've been on the air long enough to lose your hair. I remember Paul.
First of all, that's a fashion choice Paul makes.
Paul and I both had hair at one point.
Yeah. He really looks good, though, bald. I think he's waxed that thing up.
Uh-oh, I think he heard you. Here he is. Ladies and gentlemen, Paul Conrad coming up on the...
I've got like six things going on right now, but none of them are as sexy as you are.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Love you.
This is the little brother I never asked for, Paul Conrad, right here.
I got so many microphones. Hey, there are a few people in this city that I love more than this man right here.
Ah, you're the best.
One of my favorite people.
You're the best.
Doing?
I'm doing great, and good. I saw your mom on earlier.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or
you
I should say.
Your fake mom on
I should say. I should say our mom, because, you know, I collect moms.
Yeah, she's around here somewhere. If you could get her home today, that'd be a big help.
Yeah, that'd be good. Are you in the dunk tank as well?
I am, yeah, yeah. Ben is actually going to be sitting on my lap.
Yeah.
So it's a twofer.
Oh, nice, nice. Yeah.
Paul has also asked me to warm the water. I'm not sure what that means.
What that means.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Well, it's Friday in Naperville.
That's great fortune that we got the good people from WGN Radio, Steve Conner.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
With the volume of people that have shown up to
it's incredible the amount of people bounce houses will bring out.
Yeah.
Did you really need 75 bounce houses?
Well, the more the merrier. You can never bounce enough.
If you guys can't make it out here today, basically it's the morning news staff and 400 bounce houses.
Yeah.
So get here soon.
Hey, quick look at the forecast. Here's what's going on. We've got temperatures.
And now he's giving the weather. Should we do a play-by-play?
Right here.
And
get great.
Pro.
Yeah.
What a pro.
Yeah.
He keeps saying hot and humid.
It's incredible. That hack Skilling could never pull off what he just did, huh?
No. You know, Skilling rode in a Batmobile in one of these parades.
Is that code?
No. They're going to do a parade in the 9 o'clock hour, and until you've
seen
Skilling in the Batmobile, you have not lived.
I understand.
Yeah.
What's your role in the parade, Ben? What are you doing?
They just literally tell you to wave, and if somebody throws eggs, duck.
Jeff Hoover, show Ben Bradley the proper parade wave.
Oh, let's see.
There,
this.
There you go.
Oh, it's like your wrist is on a pivot.
Yes.
Do you have to do a special exercise for that?
Yeah. He's
going to
be a Jesse White
Tumbler. Oh, fantastic.
Why don't you guys ask Dave Bennett? Dave Bennett was a grand marshal last week.
Yeah.
He has the wave right
he knows,
now.
He knows, right.
Hey, Jeff Hoover just informed us, Justin, Ben is going to be a Jesse White Tumbler.
Oh, good. I can't wait to see that. All right, let's do this. Let's take a break. We're here live at the WGN-TV Block Party in Naperville. Ben Bradley, thank you, buddy.
Thank
Steve Cochran Show here on 720 WGN.
Am I still on the air?
Back to Naperville for the WGN Morning News Block Party. It's the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN. The Steve Cochran Show presents the most valuable person on the planet. The MVPP is sponsored by MegaPros. They make it fun to get stuff done.
And now it's time to move on to a little something we call...
The most valuable person on the planet.
That's right, we're live in downtown Naperville for the WGN-TV Block Party. It's the Steve Cochran Show. Here on 720 WGN, I'm Justin Coffin. Steve Cochran is here. Mary Vandeveld, of course, Dave Bennett. And our MVPP today, sponsored by MegaPro, they make it fun to get stuff done, is the president of the Naperville Century Walk, Brand Baboski. Brand, thanks for being here.
Lean right into that microphone.
It's great to be here today. This is a great town, a great day. And first comment I have to say is that the Century Walk put me in charge of the weather.
Yeah, there you go.
Well done by you. Now, tell everybody what Century Walk is.
Well, it's Naperville's public art program. We have 50 locations of public art. In fact, Caroline Senatai right over there is standing on one of them, number 7, the Mosier a map of Naperville about 35 years ago.
Yeah.
And we have them across the street, Dick Tracy, all kinds, 50 locations of public art, $4 million invested, half by the city, half by the public.
Why is it important, Brand? Why so much emphasis on public art in Naperville?
Well, I think it speaks to our character. Naperville is a community that has nature, the Riverwalk. We have we respect our history, the settlement, and this goes to all the people. That it's art with a history. We have a lot of our former Napervillians and current ones that are represented in our art somewhere. And it's free, it's to the public, and I think kudos to our city council for recognizing the value of public art.
Go ahead, applaud your city council.
We don't do that in Chicago.
No, in the city council in Chicago, we indict. who are the local artists? I mean, do you find them all over?
Yes, we have an international crowd of artists. We try to not repeat. We have several repeat. We have Marianne Leeson Kuhn. She's done a couple of murals. We have a gentleman who is our curator fantastic artist, Dodie Mondero. He's done our wall, Parade of the Century wall, which we have over 330 people, portraits, and 80 businesses. And Paul Kuhn, a local artist. He does sculptures and stuff. So very we nice. Have them from everywhere.
You know, Justin, total coincidence, and I mean that, I found out just yesterday that this fine gentleman sitting here, who's a great attorney, by the way, was my daughter's attorney when she bought her house.
Oh, there you go.
You would have think I would have gotten a discount for that.
Yeah.
As I said before, Steve, the best move we made was we saw that you were busy and couldn't attend.
Well said. Well said. All right, so how do people find a map of all the Century Walk locations and do their tour?
Well, that's a good thing. We have them at a lot of the businesses. In fact, we have a stack over there under the WGN radio booth. And we also have Century Walk books that are very nice coffee table books. We brought a couple along for WGN for your areas over there. And we will be, and they should go to centurywalk.org. Centurywalk.org. We have all of the pictures and stories about them. We also have at the sites mobile, so you can play your iPhone and you can get back the audio of what you're looking at.
Nice. That's smart. Well, that's great. The MVPP right now, Bran Babowski, he's the president of the Naperville Century Walk. All the artwork that you see in this beautiful downtown. Even got a sign out in front that says, Love the Century Walk. You got some fans here. Bran, thanks so much for being the MVPP on the Steve Cochran Show this morning.
That's great. I enjoyed myself. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Steve.
Steve Cochran, this is a testament not just to your program, but to your town. Look at this. All these people came out for you. It is amazing.
We actually did a count. 7 of these people are here for the show. And thank you for all 7 of you.
Are you kidding?
No, we have a nice crowd.
No, it's a beautiful crowd.
Nice crowd. Yeah.
And, you also have security behind you. I don't know if you saw right behind you. You got a nice uniformed officer who's making sure nobody tries to bum rush you.
That's a good idea. As you know, I travel with the posse and with security. What's coming up?
All right, we'll take a break here on the Steve Cochran Show. We'll come back. We'll get the headlines and more fun at the WGN TV Block Party downtown Naperville on 720 WGN.
Hey, y'all ready to party?
The WGN Morning News Block Party. And we're celebrating
good taste broadcasting we just can't control.
Steve Cochran and Company in downtown Naperville right now on 720 WGN.
We're live at the WGN TV Block Party right in front of the dunk tank. The Steve Cochran Show. Ben Bradley is in the tank. I repeat, Ben is in the tank.
By the way, Pat Tomasulo is standing behind him. Pat, as your friend, take the mic pack off before you go in the water.
I don't think he can hear you.
He doesn't care.
Or
he doesn't
care. Fried Tomasulo. It's an Italian delicacy.
I love this block party because everywhere you see one of the WGN TV celebrities, they're on camera. So they react to us saying, oh, hey, it's Steve Cochran, but they still have to do their report.
Right. They come over. Oh, hi, hi, hi. Hey, by the way, I want to say hi to John Rauch. John's a trucker. He is a proud dad of his son, a fine Naperville firefighter standing behind us here. And how about a hand for your Naperville Fire Department? And
go.
John listens every morning, getting it done. So anyway, thanks to everybody in the Rauch family.
Absolutely. What a fun afternoon. The band just stopped. You got Bradley, who's up in the dunk tank. I mean, this is really starting to hit the gear. The sun's out. It's a great, great morning in Naperville. This is so nice.
Dunk
I have to say.
Ben. You want to get a Dunk Ben chant going?
Yeah, should we?
Dunk Ben. Dunk Ben. Dunk Ben. Dunk Ben. Dunk Ben.
He's about to go in. I wish we could put a mic. Do we have a mic we could take over? There
he goes. Oh, there he goes.
He's in.
We should put a mic on that.
I thought Dave Bennett was going to do the play-by-play.
Yeah, where's Dave?
Maybe he's over there.
And maybe, I'm telling you.
Oh, wow. That was awesome.
I don't know what Dave's got underneath his slacks, but I'll bet he's over there getting ready. But maybe.
By the way, when Ben gets out, look away for just a second. Just look away.
Oh, yeah, he's got the shorts on. Might be a little see-through. Might be.
I just want to say the business report that was in Grzanich's newscast is sponsored by T-Mobile for Business. It keeps business moving 24/7. Looks like Ben's okay. He's okay.
He's okay. Okay. He's up. He's okay.
He's okay. All right. How about that?
All right. You see who stopped by to see us?
Who?
One of the finest movie and entertainment editors and critics in America. Mr. Ambrose, tell everybody your first name. Lean into that microphone.
My first name? Graham. Don't wear it out.
Graham, how old are you?
Wow. 16.
Graham is 16.
Yeah.
Sophomore?
Rising junior.
Junior at what school?
New Trier.
This guy knows more about movies than Dean Richards will ever know, Justin.
Wow. By the way, I went before you get into it, Graham. I saw Dean Richards. A Dean Richards sighting when I went to the bathroom. We shared a urinal.
Oh, right next did to you?
Yeah.
You know, there's more than one.
No, I know, but we're just getting ready. It's an improv game. Before you start the segment, he's ready and he'll be here at 8 o'clock. But
isn't that nice? Graham, tell us, Toy Story 4, great?
Yeah, actually, for a lot of people criticize it for being an aimless cash grab, and I kind of agree.
Well, that's
I don't
what
really
this show is. This show's an aimless cash grab. So you didn't like it, or you did?
Oh, I did. As far as cash grabs go, it's actually pretty worth it.
Very nice. Very nice. Rocket Man, you loved.
Oh, one of the best movies of the year, hands down.
What else do we need to see this weekend?
If you're looking for something to save you from the post-Avengers Endgame gloom, go see Far From Home. Spider-Man Far From Home.
Far From Home, really?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Are you, Graham, are you a Marvel guy? Do you like the way they wrapped up the
Absolutely.
Marvel series?
Absolutely. And they didn't just wrap it up. They're starting a new chapter completely. They're just starting over.
This, well, yeah, of course they are, because they're going back to the bank again and again and again.
That's right. This weekend is the Comic-Con in San Diego. It starts for the entire week, and they're talking about the next generation of Marvel movies.
Yep,
are you
four.
Excited? Are you excited for Phase 4?
Yes, I am, and I honestly wish I could go to Comic-Con. Like, that's one of my dreams.
To go to Comic-Con?
Your dad's here. You want me to talk to him?
Please.
Hey, Graham, what movie should we not see this weekend? What is bad news?
Mary, that's great.
I haven't really seen any bad mind. Movies, but a piece of advice that I really liked from Dean that I agree with is that it's much more fun to write a bad review than a good one, because when you really rip into a bad movie, you just get a lot of energy out and you can let fly some creative insults and comparisons and analogies. It's a great exercise in writing.
So it's like your therapy.
Oh, yeah. It's a therapy. It's like a punching bag.
But then you don't hit send.
Graham, how many movies are you seeing this summer? I mean, is this with the summertime and off of school? Are you just at the old Cineplex every weekend?
So I do have a part-time job at Culver's, so some people have called me the critic kid, the custard kid, they're like separate people in the same body, but my dad, being the clever person that he is, made a list of all the movies that we should see this summer.
We haven't really
seen every single one on it, but the ones that I prioritized high on the list, I've seen.
So obviously there are big blockbusters and all that kind of stuff, but do you try to seek out the independents? Like the more art films?
You don't see the art house films, do you?
Actually, I've been to a couple film festivals, and some of them are actually really powerful.
Right.
There's a documentary about, and it's a really heavy one that I saw last year in Michigan, Traverse City. It's about this boy who has to live with the fact that his mother was found brutally... Yeah, it's. I don't really want to go into it in too much detail, because you guys are eating, right?
It's Friday morning.
Yeah. So I don't want to ruin your mornings, but there's some heavy, powerful material in art house films, and I can't appreciate that enough.
Bad transitioner, Justin, but he mentioned Culver's. Were you aware of the fact that Portillo's now has their own clothing line?
I did not know that, no.
Portillo's clothing with the cake shake, with the hot dogs on the clothes. I don't know if it's a limited time or not, but I'm telling you, they should be sponsoring Graham's movie reviews.
There you go.
Right?
I've got a polo with ice cream cones on it.
That is a good way to make some money.
Nice,
yeah,
right?
You see Justin's cute shirt over there?
Yeah, Mary likes it.
Create your own cash grab.
Yeah. Okay, so are you a fan of back to Marvel. The X-Men franchise is coming back to Marvel. It was with Fox or Sony before that. Are you a fan of the X-Men movies, and are you looking forward to them being brought into the Marvel Universe?
So I am a fan of a lot of the X-Men movies, my absolute favorite being Logan, the most violent of the X-Men movies, and that's something I think I should be concerned about. But the one I absolutely despise most of all is Dark Phoenix.
Really? Why?
It had to go through constant reshoots, constant rewrites, and the final product was a flaming dumpster heap. That's how bad
wow.
it was.
See, a dumpster see? Fire.
See?
Wow.
See, that's how good it feels. That's how good it feels to get it
wow.
out. See what I mean?
It's very impressive. Might be an essay you could write for school this fall.
Yeah, I'm writing my junior theme for school next year. That could
dumpster
all the reasons
fire
I,
movies.
All the reasons I hate this movie.
Wow.
It's a pretty easy read. It's just going to contain the words, this movie sucks, this movie sucks, this movie sucks.
What wow. what was so bad about it? What about the last of the X-Men movies from Fox was so bad?
So
it
was way too similar to Captain Marvel, and I think that was kind of the reason for the reshoots.
Right.
But even with all those reshoots and rewrites, it still has like the same basic plot that they could have just worked their way around.
I love it.
And
I
think watching both movies back to back, I think you can see what I mean.
Yeah.
What about Lion King out today?
I haven't seen it yet. I don't know. I don't think it's out yet, and I don't know if it will
Isn't
be
it
for
today.
I thought it was like.
Well, you would know. What am I bringing this up for? Why am I questioning you?
Yeah, I'm actually kind of ashamed that I don't know right off the bat. But I don't know if I should necessarily go see it because I don't know if I'd be missing much because it's a retelling of the same story that I was introduced to when I was about like 4 or 5.
But isn't it live action or something?
Actually,
or is it
a mixture? It is, it's CGI, but it's so photorealistic that I can see why people would be tricked into thinking it was real life.
Ooh. Well, that really happened, right? I mean, Simba and all that really happened, didn't it?
Imagine if it did.
It's a documentary.
Ah, come on.
It should be on a Discovery Channel.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Well, it's great seeing you.
It was awesome being here.
That was awesome radio. Graham Ambrose, everybody. Give it up. How about that? Thanks, Graham. He's got Dean looking over his shoulder.
Really?
All right, it's the WGN TV Block Party live in Naperville, downtown Naperville. You got the TV stage right across from us. We've got the live music stage right here, and of course the dunk tank right in front of us. We got lots to do here. We're here with you till 10 o'clock. We'll take a quick break.
Whatever it is, it's not right on a teleprompter. I don't know what that is. I've never seen that.
Back to the WGN Morning News Block Party. TV and radio together. It's the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Good time.
Welcome back live from the WGN Block Party. 720 WGN Radio. We invited Channel 9 to come out today as well. It's worked out well for him.
Yes, it did.
Do you see who I found over here? This is one of Naperville's fine teaching representatives. How long did you teach?
Over 20 years in this district.
Right.
Naperville 203.
I'm going to hand for the teachers. What school?
Different schools. Mill Street Elementary School.
Okay.
Then Washington Junior High School. And I finished at Kennedy Junior High School.
Oh, junior high.
Junior high.
Those kids are mean.
They just take a special energy. They're fine.
Oh,
they're wonderful. They're developing.
Yes, they're developing. Well, so are we. And what did you teach?
I was in special education. I started out my career teaching French years ago in another district. Became a parent, mom, wife, all of that. When I went back to teaching, I became a special ed assistant.
Well, God bless you.
So I worked in autism.
My daughter, Amy.
I worked in autism and multi... Where do I need to
be?
It's okay. I have to show this way? Okay.
Yeah. I was trying to get a special shot of you.
I'm sorry, from the helicopter?
Yeah, from
what?
The chopper above.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so...
so you worked with kids with autism.
Yes, so I love it when your daughter's on.
Yeah, Amy and you and everybody that does that, special people.
There are people that want to do that.
Well, you have to
I
want
was
to,
one.
And you have to be great at it.
You do.
Your patience, though. The patience of my daughter always amazes me.
Yes, it does take a lot of patience. I do agree with that. But that's all right.
But it's like every other special needs kid that you come across, including my older brother, you get so much back, more than you put in.
You definitely do, and that keeps you coming back every day. And you get to celebrate everything little, which is actually very, very big.
Good for you. God bless you. You're a good person.
All
right.
Yeah, you are.
There are so many good people that do this kind of work. I do miss it. So I go back. So at Kennedy, I help with the musical.
Oh, excellent.
So I get to help. I started out helping a couple of students that needed a little extra guidance
right.
when they tried out and did things. And then now that I've retired, I still go back because that music director, Lisa Wukich, is phenomenal.
Good.
So I like to go back and help.
It's nice to see you. Thank you for listening, too.
Always. I've been waking up with WGN for decades, and I'm not telling you how many.
Don't say that. Justin, should we give her the microphone? Is that a parting gift?
That's your gift. Your gift is to take the microphone. No, you cannot take that microphone. Bill will kill us. The band has started up, Steve. Perfectly on cue to end that interview.
Is there any chance we could bring the band closer?
They sound good. There's a saxophone in that band.
What are the chances we could unplug them?
The band is called Honey in the 45s.
No, they're good. The band is very good. It's just a little on the loud side.
Oh, come on. That's a block party. It's supposed to be loud, right?
What do you want? Oh, look, we got an ice cream delivery.
Oh, there we go. Ice cream. Nothing like a 7:50
in the morning. These are fine people at Good Humor. Sweet Memories Ice Cream. Oh, I know you guys. I've spent my own money at this place. Thank you very much. What's your name? Ashley. How about a hand for Ashley,
Ashley.
Thank you guys very much. All right, Justin, what's next?
All right. So, you know, it's amazing. Thank you. Thank you very much. Look at this. The Oreo ice cream. What's next? We continue here at the block party. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we have Dean Richards coming up, which will be great. Talk with him. Like I said, I just saw him in the potty. And then coming up at 9 o'clock, Herm Schneider's going to join us. Herm Schneider, the former trainer for the Chicago White Sox, is in the Naperville area and will be here at our broadcast. How cool is that, Dave?
Now, see, I'm going to have to leave before then because technically I'm not working today.
Yeah, right.
And is he going to give you a rubdown or something?
I'm hoping he can take a look at some thigh issues that I've been having.
You know the Blagojevich story, right? Rod Blagojevich famously would go to Wrigley Field as the governor in the SUVs and have the Cubs trainers work on him.
Ah, that's awesome.
Almost every morning.
That's why you become governor, right? That's
Is that
the whole
part
idea.
Of the perks?
That's the perk.
That's so why shouldn't you get a rub down here?
The first thing I'll ask Herm, can I get a rub down?
Yeah, there you go.
That's usually a great way to start a conversation.
Right.
I haven't met you before. Nice to meet you. Any chance I could get a rub down? Can you rub it down?
In the city, that would cost you money.
I just saw Ben Bradley, by the way, in the bathroom in the library changing out of his wet.
Oh,
wet
there you go.
Shorts.
Oh, did you two have a moment?
No, I actually thought he was a homeless person because he had a big duffel bag next to him. And he was he's in the library. But anyway, I thought it was him. Yeah, it was him. He said it was very, very cold.
Hey, before I got here this morning, did Justin out you for getting lost?
Yeah.
You, the traffic lady?
I didn't get lost. Awesome? I was delayed.
She got lost from Villa Park to Naperville.
Yeah, because my GPS broke down. I didn't know which exit I was taking off of 88. So I took the wrong one, and then I kind of...
Is it in time for an employee evaluation with you?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
The city of Chicago counts
on you. I have never, ever been late for this show. I think one time when I was in a car accident in the Eisenhower, I was late.
Me too.
But this was the only second time. Thank you, Naperville.
It's so delicious.
Yes.
The best traffic woman in Chicago
ever
gets lost from Villa Park to Naperville.
And by the way,
I was delayed.
The most, at least geographically, closest to this location, aside from you, Steve.
Yeah.
But
I live here.
Yeah, the rest of
and
us.
And I mean here,
Steve,
like right in this
I almost came to your house because I think I know where that was. Yeah, but I just, you're
the idea that I could lead you somewhere is very amusing to me.
Yeah. You would have been asleep anyway.
I have a question. Before we go to break, I'm staring at the dunk tank as they get it ready for the next WGN celebrity, Dave Ennett, to get in.
No.
They don't change that water up, do they? So you're just constantly in there with the germs of the last.
Well, it's chlorinated, I'm sure.
And it gets warmer as the day goes on.
It's like the hot dog water in the carts in New York. They change it once a year.
Got any Tootsie Rolls?
And by the way, Odell Beckham apparently about to be dunked.
He's got a good look. Who's joining us over there, Steve? Who do we got on the end? Another celebrity has shown
Ladies
up.
And gentlemen, Pat Tomasulo.
Pat Tomasulo.
You guys really spared no expense with these headphones, huh?
Right?
Where did you get these? At Walgreens?
Got them with a Philip just
good
down the street.
Lord. How are you, Big Sexy?
How are you, man?
So good.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Are you getting dunked?
No, I'm not getting dunked.
You're too important to be dunked.
I helped Chris in the dunk tank with Ben Bradley.
I saw that.
And let me tell you, once you've seen a wet Ben Bradley, it's it's really hard to carry on the rest of the day for more reasons than one.
Suddenly those ED commercials that run incessantly are going to be right for you.
Yeah, no, I thought those shorts he was wearing today were tight enough.
Yeah.
But once they clung to those milky white legs, boy, oh boy. Is he even here anymore, or did he already leave?
I don't know, but I just threw up a little bit in my mouth. Yeah. I appreciate you that.
Yeah, you should have been there in the flesh.
We saw you from here, and I expressed my concern that you were going in the water with your mic pack on.
That wasn't happening. That wasn't happening.
You're on top of your game?
Oh, yeah. Come on. Steve, what do you think? This is my first rodeo? This is my first dunk tank I've officiated? Come on. You know me better.
The crowds out here are impressive. How does this compare to previous years?
It's impossible to tell because it's a sea of humanity every year. And I can't tell if it's bigger. It's definitely not smaller. I can
tell
you
that. So what
you're
saying
right
now is this is the best crowd you've ever seen.
Yeah,
right.
Best,
there you go.
Oh, it's the best looking.
It's the best looking crowd. This is your first day
looking,
in show
it's
business.
The
I
wittiest,
set you up with that softball and you missed.
It's the nicest. Look at them.
Right?
Look at all these people recording cell phone video that none of you are ever going to watch.
Yeah, that's true.
You're never going to watch any of this because your hands are shaky. You're trying to zoom in, so me and Steve are digitized.
Right.
And you will never look at it. Save your space.
Enjoy the moment while you're here.
Yeah, live it. It's life. It's happening right here.
Now, one of you lucky people is going to get a weekend in the Dells with Pat Tomasulo. We're doing that drawing coming up.
Yep.
Oh, this guy right here wants to go.
There you go. It's a stretching contest. Whoever's the most limber can navigate the Kalahari with me.
I don't know what any of that means.
No,
it's all disturbing.
Now you got to get up. See, you're going in a way that I probably was going to take it initially until I autocorrected myself.
I saw that.
Right? Steve is a walking autocorrect.
Well said. What is the rest of your morning like? At some point, I suspect you're just going to slip out of here and go home.
Yeah, no, we're here until 10 o'clock, and then I'm going to do the old Conrad shuffle, which is as soon as 10 o'clock hits, I'm just going to disappear. But this is only half the day for me. I got another full half of a day to go to prepare for the finale of the show.
Is this week that you're taking
not
the
finale?
Not
this week. No, they gave us a whole 2 weeks, so we're really not doing a ton this week.
But
and let's be honest, we're not going to do a ton next week either. But
Man of the People, a soon-to-be rebirthed in some form online, still to be determined.
Yeah, still to be determined. That's
in other words, Pat's too bitter to go to the meeting right now, but he will.
Yeah, no, I'm just too lazy to go to the meeting
right now. That's the same thing.
This is the summer of Pat is what this has become.
Yes.
People are like, you got a lot to do. I mean, I got a lot of whatever the hell I want to do for the rest of the summer.
Listen, there's a lot of great, great shows out there who didn't get their full run.
Sure.
You're now one of them.
Well, that's we lasted longer than Chevy Chase. We lasted
Magic
longer
Johnson.
Than Magic. We lasted longer than Arsenio the last show on WGN. So
this
that's
is just the beginning
something.
Of the end for you.
Just
this is not
the beginning
the end.
Of the end. Thank you, Steve. It's very kind. Good to see you, buddy.
Pat Tomasulo, everybody.
Bye, Ryan. Hey, Justin, I can barely see him down the other end. Hey, where am I going now?
Where's Pat's producer?
His producer just goes, I don't know. Where the hell you want to go?
I know. Pat Tomasulo, of course. On us here. Everybody's here. The WGN celebrities are coming through here on the Steve Cochran Show. We'll take our break here. We'll come back, and Dean Richards will be here. How about that? We are live at the WGN-TV Block Party in downtown Naperville, 720 WGN.
This is the Steve Cochran Show.
Really?
Yes, really.
On the road and live from downtown Naperville, as we celebrate the annual Block Party with WGN Morning News.
They're watching this right now.
Now please welcome the assorted cast and crew on 720 WGN.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world,
some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you?
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, hi. You know I love you more than when I should.
More on entertainment. How about it live at the
fantastic.
WGN TV Block Party here in downtown Naperville. Boy, give it up for Dean Richards.
Hey, you morons. Dean was just saying, he went up to a group of folks that listen every morning. He goes, hey, you morons. And a nice lady goes, well, that was rude.
Not everyone apparently knows about the moron entertainment.
Nah. The last one, we just converted him.
Yeah.
Down at the end is our very attractive general manager, Paul Rennie.
Yep.
So if you want to suck up, this is the guy. This is the guy that threw this party for you people without him signing the check.
Should mention to him how much you particularly enjoy this segment, though.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Extension. 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 Oh, sorry. Was that out loud? So Dean has literally gotten 1 hour's sleep. Tell everybody where you were yesterday.
I was in Los Angeles the last couple of days. I saw the movie The Lion King. I saw it.
Oh, there it is.
Would you like to review it right now?
It doesn't open until next Friday, but I'm going to give it a very, very good review. I enjoyed it. It's all computer-generated this time, but it looks real. Steve, there are talking animals in it.
Come on.
Yeah.
And The Lion King?
Yeah, they're talking Mufasa, Simba.
Simba, I understand.
Timon, Zeppo, Harpo.
Right. And a new plot line is Simba is a meth dealer.
It worked so well for Breaking Bad.
Right. By the way, all of this is sponsored by Ravinia until they actually listen
right.
one morning.
Where I'm going to be tonight.
All right, so you slept.
Because I
hour?
Can't be enough places. So anyway, I'm in L.A. and I saw Lion King and I loved it. And then I interviewed the cast, and I'm going to share those interviews next
Drop
week.
Drop some names. Who is it?
Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
Billy Eichner.
Yeah.
Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Yeah. Who's that? Is that a person, or
Bless
are you making
you.
Stuff up?
Yes, that's a guy. Who else did we have? Donald Glover.
Childish Gambino.
He's the Childish Gambino.
Wow.
Beyonce was not talking to anyone.
Why is that?
I don't know. Anyone. Not
you've
just,
interviewed her before.
Usually it's just me that they don't talk to, but this time she wasn't talking to anybody.
But you've interviewed Bay before, haven't you?
I have interviewed Bay, as you like to call her, personally, when you're hanging out with her and Jay-Z.
Yes, Jay-Z, me, and Bay.
Yeah. So we do all those interviews, and then I am going to the airport to catch my plane. Mechanical difficulty, my flight's delayed.
How long? An hour?
And it started off as an hour, and then it went 2 hours and went to a six-hour flight delay. I didn't get home till 1:30 this morning.
And what time did you get up to come to
Naperville? I got up at 3 o'clock this morning.
Hour and a half.
Yeah.
Are you ready to airline shame? Is that...
yeah. No, it happens.
That's a new thing, right?
That it happens.
On Twitter,
what are you
and airline
do?
Shame, right?
I think the big deal is that I am so loopy right now from a lack of sleep.
So you've got to leave here,
yep.
drive back to the city,
yep.
go home, sleep for a couple hours, and yep. then go to Ravinia?
And go to Ravinia tonight.
If you're going to Ravinia tonight, watch Dean fall down on stage and drool on himself. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I don't know about that, but I will be shirtless.
Steve, I'm gonna be
there. They love that tonight. on the North Shore. They love that when guys show up with no shirts.
Dave, you're going to be there?
I'm going to be there. So, A, Dean, if you have any trouble, I'd be glad to pinch hit for you. But, B, I can tape the whole thing so we can watch it for our amusement later.
See?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, you must. You simply must.
Because what I'm going to do, we're going to show West Side Story on the big screen, the original movie, 10-time Academy Award winning West Side Story, and the Chicago Symphony Orchestra that's here in downtown Naperville today, by the way.
Are they really?
Yeah, they're going to be playing on the
How
main stage.
How much sleep did they get?
In a little while. The CSO is going to do the score live from the movie, so it's going to be super cool. And I do like a half an hour pre-show discussion.
You're not getting off in half an hour.
Interesting facts and figures about
Give us one.
Trivia about the movie. Natalie Wood was not the first choice to play Maria.
Oh. Roseanne?
It was Roseanne Barr, even though she was only about 5 years old then. That's why they didn't pick her.
Which seems odd.
Yeah, that's why they didn't pick
her. That's one of the facts you'll be doing. And you'll be giving away a new car.
And no. No, he will not.
Oh, that's not happening?
But I will have my shirt off. I don't know if I mentioned that or not. Would you like to see me take my shirt off right now? Wow.
I do. Dean,
I'm not going to do it. But
it's very loud down this side of the table, Dean. We'd love to see it over here.
It's always about sex with you people. Our eyes are up here.
That's right.
Do you have
We're
a tattoo?
We're human beings, too.
No tattoo?
No tattoos.
Oh.
No tattoos. Do you What, do I look like somebody would have a tattoo?
I believe on somewhere in your body you have a clown. You have a clown tattoo somewhere. It's either a giant pair of shoes or a big orange wig.
Dean, when are you getting the dunk tank?
That will not be happening today. Should I?
Yeah!
Shirtless.
When you start to doze off, get in the dunk tank.
Get in the dunk tank.
Yeah, wake you up.
Fantastic.
Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we take our break so we have more time to talk to Dean on the other side here?
And we'll come back with a lot of entertainment news.
Maybe some of our audience has. Do you have questions for.
Good idea.
This is really the first public appearance of the Moron Entertainment franchise. Right?
So ask a moron.
Ask a moron.
Ask a moron when we come back.
Yeah.
Ask a moron.
Any question, any about question you
about
want.
About anything.
About anything.
Love. Insurance, anything.
How does a young person grow up to be a moron?
There's question number one. We'll get that answer
after
together.
The break.
Steve, what do we got coming up in the news, Steve?
Justin, the Chicago Teachers Union has issued a strike threat to Mayor Lightfoot. The CTU president says Lightfoot has not followed through on campaign promises where education is concerned. We'll have that coming up at 8:30 from the WGN Newsroom.
Earlier accident on 355 northbound at the Des Plaines River Bridge has been cleared. Still some minor delays there, though. The outbound Edens is slow up to Toohey. Outbound Kennedy, about a 30-minute ride. 48 coming in and 40 in the local lanes. Express at 18. Inbound Eisenhower, 50 from 53, 42 heading outbound. Stevenson in from the Tri-State at 40 minutes. And the inbound Ryan, 22 from 95th. Still this accident in Elgin, Randall, and Big Timber. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. I'm Mary Vandeveld with this IDOT Traffic Center update, reminding you to drive responsibly. It really is a matter of life or death.
Chicago stories told 24/7. 720 WGN.
My name is David Hochberg of Team Hochberg. This analogy will explain how my competitors deceive you into doing business with them. Say a gas station is selling gas for $2 a gallon and the station across the street is selling gas for a dollar. Naturally, you're thinking the dollar a gallon is a better deal. Wrong! Because you're only getting a half a gallon and not a full gallon of gas for a dollar. My competitors deceive listeners by quoting ridiculously low interest rates. After sucking you in, they drill you with substantially higher closing costs. Team Hochberg has never and will never play these disgusting and deceiving games. If you want to work with an honest local lender who will always look out for your financial best interest, give Team Hochberg a call now at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of WGN listeners, but we can't help if you don't call 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Homestead Financial, Legal Housing Lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage License, NMLS 676-1019, NMLS 1124061.
Youth vaping is a serious problem. One issue, some retailers violate our policies by selling to youth and allowing bulk purchases. To crack down, Juul Labs conducts about 2,000 secret shopper visits per month at retail stores nationwide. Stores that fail FDA compliance checks are also penalized by the company. Learn more about Juul Labs' efforts to combat youth vaping at juul.com/youth-prevention. Juul Labs, for adult smokers only. Paid for by Juul Labs.
It's Stock Car Race this Friday and Saturday night. Friday night, it's racing plus figure eight, one-on-one drags and depth. Saturday is the owner's birthday celebration. Free hot dogs to the first 500 fans, plus racing with dirt late models. Family owned since 1963, Sycamore Speedway offers great, wholesome family fun on North Avenue, Route 64, west of Route 47. It's a great time. Plan your visits now to Sycamore Speedway. See SycamoreSpeedway.com for the entire race schedule.
At 6:35, True Cat Confessions for Crazy Cat People, a cat convention coming to Chicago.
Steve Dale's Pet World, tomorrow morning at 6:30 on WGN Radio.
According to a news investigation by the Chicago Tribune and Kaiser Health News, nursing home sepsis is rampant here in Illinois. Nursing home sepsis is a life-threatening bloodstream infection that often comes as a result of an infected bed sore, which is a common sign of a nursing home abuse. This investigation found that 6,000 Illinois nursing home residents are hospitalized each year for sepsis. Sadly, one in five of these patients dies from the illness. Experts blame the prevalence of sepsis on poor staffing levels in Illinois nursing homes. Symptoms include chills, loss of appetite, fever, rapid breathing, or irregular heartbeat. If you believe your loved one has developed nursing home sepsis or any other symptoms of nursing home abuse, call the GWC Injury Lawyers immediately.
They've gained a hard-earned reputation for fighting for the maximum amount of compensation for their injured clients. Call GWC for a free consultation. That's 312-999-9999. They don't get paid unless and until you get paid. Call 312-999-9999 or visit JusticeStartsToday.com.
Back to the WGN Morning News Block Party. TV and radio together, it's the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
We'll be calling his name. Dean Richard, the entertainment editor, Channel 9 and 720.
Top man. We're live at the WGN TV Block Party in Naperville, downtown Naperville. We're about a half hour or so from a parade, right, Dave Bennett? This is going to be Dave Bennett's going to do the play-by-play improvise.
Yeah, if I can see it.
Yeah, you'll see. You'll find.
Dave was Grand Marshal last weekend. He's insisting on doing all parades now.
Well, Grand, no, wait a minute.
A Grand Marshal who rode didn't walk.
Yeah, I knew that was coming. Here we go.
All right, so here's the thing. Dr. Kevin Most is on every Monday morning. His better-looking brother, Brad Most, is an advertising executive, big guru. He calls up one day, and then he texts. He says, you know, you and Dean, you're doing Moron Entertainment. You should call this thing Moron Entertainment, and thus the genius was born.
Yeah. Genius.
The creator of Moron Entertainment is right behind you right there. That's him.
The
He's
Tartikoff.
Ready to come up with offensive names for things in your life as well this morning, if you'd like. But Moron Entertainment obviously means Moron Entertainment and Moron Entertainment. And Dean threw out the idea, let's have people ask questions about anything.
Yeah, any ask a moron.
All right, well.
What's your name?
My name is Barb.
Where are you from, Barb?
I live in Naperville.
Nice.
Right. I'm probably the only one in the crowd who actually walks uptown every morning listening on a radio.
Oh, wow.
With real earphones.
Because you don't want to miss a single minute?
Exactly. I listen to Steve. I listen to everybody. I listen to your reviews when they come on.
Thank you.
So my question is more one of, you have reviewed thousands of movies over the years. Some of them have been great.
Yep.
Some not so great.
Yep.
So my question is, how often have you actually run screaming from the theater in the first 5-10 minutes because you can't stand to watch the whole thing?
You know what? I did one time before I was reviewing movies on the air, and that was Andrew Dice Clay's movie, Ford Fairlane.
Ah, great movie.
Just... Wow. But since I've been a movie critic, I don't think it's fair for me to leave even if I don't like something because I have to describe what's going on in the movie.
Well, so let me ask you about
I have
that.
Never walked out of a movie.
Well,
yet.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, good answer.
It's not true, but it's...
I was going to say it may not be true,
no,
but it's
true.
A good answer.
It's true.
Yeah.
Meryl Streep did a movie with Roseanne.
Oh, right.
Where they had a giant mole implanted on Roseanne's cheek. And I can't think of the name of the movie, but I left that movie early. And also, there was a movie called Basketball with the guys that did South Park.
Right.
And Basketball was a sport that combined baseball and basketball. Pat O'Brien, the old sportscaster, is a friend of mine.
Right.
He said, you got to see me in this movie. You got to see me in this movie.
Oh,
so as a friend,
you
I sat through that entire movie. You know where he was? Over the credits at the end of the movie.
That's bad.
That's bad. He's got to tell you that.
That's bad.
Did you walk out of either one?
No, I don't think so.
Wow. Better man than I am.
I don't even think I saw the second one, but there's a part of me that enjoys a movie that's so bad that you would walk out, that part of me enjoys when it's so, like Mamma Mia, for example, the first Mamma Mia movie, which I hated because of the terrible singing in it. Part of me enjoyed how ungodly awful that was. It amused me.
All right, so let's pretend I'm Pierce Brosnan. Not that big a stretch.
Yeah.
And you have already seen the movie, and now you have to sit down with me, Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah.
What do you say?
My question would be, so what was it like for you doing that singing?
You know, it's not something I normally do, Dean. I don't know if you're aware of that. And
how do you think you did?
I felt pretty good about it.
Yeah.
How do you think I did?
Well, you know, I'm still mulling around my review on that.
The worst part, right? If you get asked the follow-up question.
Yeah, John Travolta always does that. The first thing when you sit down with John Travolta will always ask, what did you think of my movie? And John Travolta has had some pretty awful movies.
Yeah, he's made some real crap.
Some crap. So my standard response to him, well, in the beginning, my standard response was, you know, I'm still formulating my review right now. Now I know him kind of well that I can go, you know what, this one just wasn't my cup of tea.
And he's okay with that?
Yeah.
Well, that's not bad. Yeah. All right, any other moron questions?
This is moron, Ask a Moron, the first ever Ask a Moron. Some of you will tell your grandchildren one day that you were here to witness the very first Ask a Moron.
And you are wearing a classic Montreal Expos hat. That's a great hat.
Expos. X-rays. That's what they might be called, right?
What's your name?
Elvis. I live here in Naperville.
Wow. Elvis lives.
Loved your music, Elvis.
Yes. Gee, I never heard that one before.
Yeah. Wow, so he's the critic now.
Wow.
I like it.
Just kidding. Dean, other than six-hour flight delays in L.A., what else do you really dislike about L.A. or the L.A. attitude?
I dislike almost everything about L.A. The traffic is terrible.
How about the real, shallow, genuine people?
Yeah, the people are shallow.
How's the food?
Not that impressive in L.A. I will take the food in Chicago any day of the week.
100%.
And I got to say, not kissing up just because I'm out here in Naperville, but man, has the restaurant scene out here changed, improved. It's amazing out here now.
Yeah. Right.
Used to be that you could find an Applebee's out here, you know, back in the day.
Now, the downtown here has tremendous restaurants, and there's a whole new section right off of 88 and about Winfield Road where there's 10 other great restaurants. So, yeah. Yeah, they're all out there.
Yeah, all good ones. Yeah.
I'm trying to get every restaurant to have a drive-thru. So far, no luck.
And just as an act of generosity from Steve, we're going to go to every single restaurant.
That's right. Let's go.
We're restaurant hopping today on Steve.
8:30, we leave.
All right,
anybody
one more?
Else?
You got one more?
Hi, good morning, gentlemen.
Hi.
I enjoy you all the time.
Thank you, Dean.
Dean, you have interviewed a plethora of celebrities.
So is Steve.
So both of you.
A plethora means all of them. Dean had all of them. I just had most.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Who was the most generous person to talk to and the most gracious?
Yep.
And who was the most arrogant?
I would say,
you know, arrogant. Of the generous in their time, generous in cooperating, in friendliness, in courtesy. Hands down, Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep. Arguably two of the biggest movie stars in the history of motion pictures.
Right.
Both are so incredibly nice.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks, in particular, just because I've had more experiences with him. But Meryl Streep is a sweetheart.
Yeah.
I think it would be in bad taste for me to say which one was the biggest.
Does it rhyme with Meg Ryan?
Biggest. Sure. Tommy Lee Jones. What?
Does it rhyme with Tommy Lee Jones?
Tommy Lee Jones, Meg Ryan. Mel Gibson would have been on that list at one time.
But now you're pals.
We're best friends now.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson and I. Yeah.
Okay. And it's weird because you still are, you know, what he called you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A-hole. He called me an a-hole on the air. Yeah, on the air.
Dean, technically.
Yeah, really. Can you fault a guy for telling the truth? Really?
He's just a truthful actor, right?
Yeah. Please.
Tommy Lee Jones, though, has the first time that I interviewed him, I heard that he was a difficult interview. And when I was walking into the room, a young female journalist was walking out of the room in tears, crying.
And because he was such a jerk to her.
Tommy Lee Jones was sitting there laughing, going, "Boy, I got her good. Boy, I got her real good." He took pleasure in being mean to somebody.
Yeah, he's a bad guy.
And he's got a reputation of just being what Mel Gibson called me. So, yeah.
And Tom Hanks.
He's my number one.
Tom Hanks. You got great Hanks stories. Tell the Gina Giorgetti story quickly.
I was, when the movie Road to Perdition opened, the world premiere, I think it was here in Chicago, just outside of the Chicago Theater, and we did a nice interview on the red carpet. And then I had heard that the cast party was going to be going on at Gene and Giorgetti's afterwards. So we swung over there with our live truck, and I was just going to do – I didn't expect to talk to anybody or see anybody because the party was going on inside the restaurant. So we get set up, and I'm like 30 seconds away from going on the air, and a big limo pulls up, and it's Tom Hanks in the limo. And Tom goes, hey, Dean, what are you doing? I said, I'm about to go on the air in 30 seconds. Come and join me. He came over, and we talked live on the air. And I promise you, you will never see another star ever do anything like that.
He's phenomenal. That's
Tom awesome. Hanks is one phenomenal. In a million. Yeah, go. Super nice guy.
I just wish he'd had some success.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you.
Dean Richards, everybody.
By the way,
stick around because under this tent, right after this segment, Steve is setting up his kissing booth.
Right.
For anybody who wants to.
Right. And remember, I'm all hands. Justin, thank you for doing this today.
No problem,
As
buddy.
You know, I am off today.
This is Steve's off day. He came in just for
this. I came
in
because to see you guys, and this is my town, too, as someone once
said. So give it up for Steve Cochran, everybody.
So I'm leaving. Woo! I got to go play golf. Bye-bye.
It's the WGN-TV Block Party in downtown Naperville at 720 WGN. We got much more to come here, including the parade, which Dave Ennett is going to give play-by-play begrudgingly.
Again, if I can see it. I don't know if I'll be able to see it.
He's going
to
improvise. We got that coming up.
Am I still on the air?
Back to Naperville for the WGN Morning News Block Party. It's the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
We're live here at the WGN-TV Block Party in downtown Naperville. It's the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman, Dave Ennett, Mary Vandevelde. The whole crew is here. You can 312-981-7200. And we continue to have a great time out here in downtown Naperville. There's supposedly the parade's going to be coming up. And I know that Dave is excited about that. He's got his parade shirt on.
What?
It's the same shirt he wore earlier. But yeah, it's on. Right.
Yeah. Mary, I'm excited.
Mary, did you get lost in the last hour?
Ha ha. No, I haven't left my chair.
Dave, I wanted to ask, you know, this is obviously we were talking earlier about the White Sox. The White Sox and the Cubs back at it today. The Chicago White Sox are in Oakland. This is a big second half for them, and they some of their minor league prospects are having a great start. Luis Robert yesterday. He wants to play right now.
Yeah, I think so. His first game at AAA, goes 3-for-5, gets a grand slam. I think it was his second at bat in the third inning. First game at AAA. Then he hits another home run. He drives in 7 runs on the night.
Wow.
He's one of the, I think he's fifth ranked prospect in baseball right now. He's certainly the White Sox top ranked prospect. And yeah, it's not going to be long before you'll be seeing him on the south side.
Yeah. Speaking of the South Side, you would think that every player on the team after the All-Star break is healthy and ready. And one of the guys that used to make sure that that happened was Herm Schneider, who's here with us now, former trainer for the Chicago White Sox. Herm, yes! A legend on the South Side. How are you?
I'm great. How about you guys?
We're great. And great. You're here for the Naperville Response for Veterans. And we also want to introduce Warren Dixon, who's on the end there. Warren, thanks for being here.
Good morning, gang.
We want to welcome you guys to Naperville.
How about it?
Right.
This is great.
You left one word out of Herm's title, though. Athletic trainer emeritus.
Emeritus.
For the White Sox.
That's correct. With a capital E.
So, Herm, how important is the All-Star break for a team like this? When you get 4 or 5 days off as an athlete, does that cure a lot of the ails?
Well, it certainly gives you a chance. You know, in baseball, unfortunately, you don't really get many days off during the season for recovery purposes. As in football, you play one game a week and it gives you a chance to work on your aches and pains. Baseball, you don't have that opportunity. So to get 4 days, we used to do some get guys started on some recovery tools and medications and things like that to get them a jump start. Some guys need to stay active even during the All-Star break. I know Jose Abreu, who is one of our all-stars, he really doesn't even like the 4 days off because he kind of gets stiff, and it's kind of hard to explain. It's a little bit like when everybody has a weekend on Monday, it's hard to get it going again. So some of the guys don't like it, and other guys really need it. The pitchers really need it more than the players so they can let their shoulders and elbows just kind of recover. The other guys have to use their entire bodies, and sometimes you get stiff from lack of use.
Some of it, though, Herm, isn't it kind of mental fatigue where it's not just the players? I mean, the coaching staff, the athletic trainers, everybody. I mean, just every day, with the exception of the occasional off day, from the start of spring training until hopefully late into October, you rarely have a day off.
Yes, I think while I was working, I might have got 2-3 days off in 8 months where they were just my days. And it's just, you know, I mean, everybody has a cross to carry, and that was our cross to carry. Nobody twisted our arms to do it. It's just a passion of love, and, it's something you do.
Right.
But you do get, after 40 years, you've kind of had enough of that part of it. And, you know, Jerry Reinsdorf and Kenny Williams and Rick Hahn were exceptionally good to me to let me become the emeritus trainer, where I could be here and enjoy Naperville at the block party from WGN. Go.
So how do you spend your days now?
Well, I golfed with this guy the other day, and then I golfed again yesterday, and I've never golfed in my life, so I'm learning how to golf. And let me tell you, it's not very easy to do.
No, it's not.
Well, before we get to Warren, I want to ask one more question. Not unlike football, the players are getting bigger, they're getting faster. You're seeing so much more athleticism coming from, I mean, some of the athletes, Eloy Jimenez coming up, he's 6 foot whatever. I mean, so much bigger than baseball players ever have been before, and I would assume that means that keeping them in shape is even harder. As you look at the way that the game is progressing, is it harder to keep guys off the shelf?
It's really, they're getting bigger and stronger, but, you know, the bodies, the muscles still can only take so much. So by getting as strong as they are, they do get hurt more. And as you can see, the IL, which used to be the DL, there is the AL, the NL, and now there's the IL, because right. It's a league of its own, really. There's so many guys on there, high-level guys. And you can see during the All-Star game, all these guys, like Yelich and all these guys, they don't want to participate in the home run hitting contest and all that, because it just wears them down. It's mentally and physically, some guys don't recover from that for a month or so after that.
Herm, I remember John Lester and Josh Beckett and others in the Boston Red Sox clubhouse drinking beers and eating chicken, and sort of that was their routine. For the White Sox, is that a bygone era? Is the idea of guys popping a cold one after the game or eating junk food in the locker room a thing of the past?
Well, we try to limit that for sure, but they are still humans. And they are still young people that enjoy some of the fruits of being a young person, which is a beer, you know.
Right.
And sometimes they like a hamburger, too. So,
but you think guys are better conditioned to take better care of themselves now than maybe they did 40 years ago?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. We have nutritionists on staff. We feed the guys. We try to get them well-balanced meals because they're there all day. And they work out more. Alan Thomas, our strength coach, has his hands full with trying to keep them strong. We give them everything they need to be successful. And if they aren't successful, it's not because of not having the right facilities or the ability to do what they have to do.
Herm Snyder, trainer emeritus for the Chicago White Sox. He's also here for Naperville Response for Veterans. Warren Nixon's here as well. Let me do this. I'm going to take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk about what you guys are doing for veterans here in Naperville and get into that. We're live at the WGN-TV Block Party in downtown Naperville on 720 WGN.
Hey, y'all ready to party? Party?
The WGN Morning News Block Party. And we're celebrating
good taste broadcasting we just can't control.
Steve Cochran and Company in downtown Naperville right now on 720 WGN.
We're live downtown Naperville, 720 WGN, the Steve Cochran Show. Getting ready for a parade. It's starting. Hopefully we'll start in a couple minutes here. But our Herm Schneider's here along with Warren Dixon. I wanted to bring you in, Warren, to talk about Naperville Response for Veterans. Herm, how'd you get involved in this? And both of you guys, tell us a little bit about this.
Well, I got involved because of my good friend Warren Dixon asked me to come on board and help out with the Naperville Response for Veterans. And I felt it was an honor to do that, to help out the people that have served our country, and that I could finally give back to them a little bit. And with RIPFest leaving Naperville, there's a void that came up, and Naperville Response stepped up to take up that void. And I'd like to introduce Warren Dixon, who's the chairman of the 2020 July event coming up next year.
Yeah, so we're excited. We're a 501c3 organization that does construction-related projects for veterans and their families. And Herm, with the emeritus title, now has the opportunity to spend a little bit more time with myself doing that. So he stepped up like every other Napervillian and came in there. We're excited for the July next year, 2020 event that we're going to put on for the 4th of July. And we think it is a great opportunity to bring some exposure to those veterans that need our help. So we're excited.
How do you find these veterans, or how do they find you?
Yeah, that's the biggest challenge of our organization, is finding the veterans. The veterans, the last one, raise their hand and say they need help. So a event like the July 4th really gives the family member, the friend that says, we're out there to help, a chance to do that. But we have a great website that's Naperville Responds for Veterans .org that you can check out and find us on there. We service a 20-mile radius from the city of Naperville here. We also started a Lake County chapter up north. Marcus Lashock's helping us out up there, and it's we're doing a lot of great things.
Great. Warren, thanks great for coming stuff. In, man. This is great. And again, what's the website?
It's NRFOV.org, NRFOV.org.
An important cause, and I'm glad that you guys are taking it out. We look forward to July 2020 as well. Herm Schneider, awesome. Awesome to have you, the trainer emeritus.
Well, thank you guys for having us, and once again, we want to welcome all you guys to Naperville.
Thank you.
We're excited.
Great to be here.
We are excited because the parade's going to start in just a moment here, and awesome. Dave Ennett's getting ready with his play-by-play jacket. He's putting it on right now. We're live at the WGN TV Block Party on 720 WGN. We'll be right back.
Whatever it is, it's not right on the teleprompter. I don't know what that is. I've never seen that.
Back to the WGN Morning News Block Party. TV and radio together. It's the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Good time. All right. We are live here in Naperville, downtown. It is the WGN TV Block Party. I'm Justin Coffin, Mary Vanderbilt, and Dave Ennett is ready for the play-by-play. As the parade is going by, Dave, what do you see over there?
This is so exciting, Justin, and the anticipation building. We must have tens of thousands lining the parade route here in the center of Naperville. And right now out in front of us, I see the mascot for the Chicago Dogs baseball team, Squeeze, is out there. There are 43 participants in this parade. 43 units in this parade, I should say. We just saw the Naperville Rotary came by.
Oh, yeah.
Right now.
Tell us about, there's some nice flags. I see a lot of flags.
A lot of flags. Flags, of course, all colors of flags. We've got the red, white, and blue, the stars and stripes. And we have the Naperville Trolley Tours coming now. This, by the way, is the vehicle we're going to use to go back to the studio afterwards, Justin, from the Naperville Trolley Tours. It's going to be a nice ride on the 290.
Now, it's radio, so be descriptive. What do we see? What color is this trolley?
I see blue trim on the top of the trolley, a white on the bottom. There are paintings on the side. There's the WGN Morning News team on the side of the trolley.
Okay.
Bozo, a photograph of Bozo there, so... Great job by them. Wabanse Valley High School dance team.
Some dance teams.
Coming by now.
Oh, here we go. This is
Let's
what I
like
to
see. Let's hear it for Wabanse Valley.
Beautiful pom-poms.
Lots
Dave.
Of pom-poms being shook up. They're all over the place. They're shaking. It's a lot of shaking.
There are poms and pons. Now.
P-O-M-P-O-N.
The Naperville Education Foundation.
Right. Okay.
Wearing the bright blue or almost teal shirts, holding up round signs which bear the letters NEF.
Yeah, nice.
Nice job. The Girl Scouts of Greater Chicago. We were treated earlier to some Girl Scout cookies.
Get some more.
Justin.
Get
Those
some more.
Would be trefoils. Yes.
Dave, get some more.
Oh, but they're not handing out the cookies as they go by. I'm sorry about that.
Right.
The Naperville Lions. Let's hear it from the Naperville Lions going by.
Now, these aren't lions. They're not animals. It's the Lions.
No, it's a promotion for the Lion King,
right?
As Dean was talking about earlier. Nice job by them, the Naperville Lions.
Service group, the Lions.
It's very dangerous to have them outside of their cages.
Uh-oh, there's some chanting.
Yep, Mateo Valley cheerleaders coming by.
What color are these? Are the cheerleaders? Not they're. We got black.
Black
we've
and
got
gold.
Gold.
Black and gold.
Those are the colors.
We've got ribbons in their hair.
They all indeed. Wear the ponytails with the ribbons now.
Oh, they
that's,
all do.
That's the dance club.
And here come the kids from the DuPage Children's Museum blowing bubbles.
How many bubbles, Dave?
I'm seeing all shapes and sizes of bubbles, Justin. Literally thousands of bubbles
thousands
going
of
airborne
bubbles.
Here in the center of Naperville. There are a lot of communities which would not allow this kind of freewheeling behavior.
Right. Too many
but
bubbles.
Here come just hundreds and hundreds more bubbles making their way down.
Too many bubbles.
No, there are never too many
never
bubbles.
Never too many? Okay.
No, it's fine. Nice job by the DuPage Children's Museum.
Oh, this is fantastic. Look at all these bubbles. And these are not manual, Dave. This is from a machine.
Oh, yeah, that's why the bubbles are elongated. Yeah. Those beautiful elongated bubbles. And they're very colorful.
Right, it's not a machine. No, it's manual.
I'm telling you, they're working hard out there.
There's a lot of blowing bubbles.
So the DuPage Children's Museum van, which reminds us it's where learning comes into play.
Wow, was that off the top of your head?
No,
you just read it.
Says,
oh, okay,
on
it.
The van.
On the van.
Really, Justin?
All right, so.
We are next to the library.
We are doing Paradio here on 720 WG and the Naperville Parade coming through. Dave Ennett describing what he sees for the first time in Chicago history.
I'm looking into the sun, too, so I can't see much.
And he doesn't have his sunscreen on, I'll let you know.
This may be
his
the
head
best,
is starting to shine.
This may be the best segment in 720 history.
He needs a hat. He gave away all his Northwestern hats. Yeah. He doesn't have any more.
Dave, what do we got? What color is the van in front of you? Just to let people know, is it a white van? It's got yellow.
It's a white van with a yellow kind of stick figure on the side.
Okay.
A red door.
And what color T-shirt is the driver wearing?
I can't see the driver. Is there a driver?
Yeah, it's green.
I thought this was a driverless van. Oh, he's wearing a green shirt.
There you
go. So we have a bit of a delay here.
Uh-oh.
Maybe TV's in a break. So
they halt the parade for the TV break? Well, that'd be so TV.
Oh, it's for the bubbles. The bubbles are totally out of control now.
We've only gone through about 12 events.
Oh, I love
12.
It. We're
preempting. We got to go through 43.
We're preempting Bill and Wendy, John Williams, everybody. We're just doing Paradio all day long.
Paradio.
Paradio, as someone from Nebraska told us, that's what you call it. Paradio.
This is Main Street here, is it not? Is this Main? What street are we on?
No, this is Webster. We are at the corner of Webster and Jackson.
We're a block south of Maine, I believe. So Webster and Jackson. Mm.
Yes.
So the parade making its
way. Which is all blocked off, so don't try to get here.
Dave, can I ask a question about the bubbles? Are they biodegradable? Are we making sure that this is not just pollution being?
They are environmentally friendly.
Good. I just
There's
wanted
no
to make
question
sure.
about it.
Right.
Yeah, this is not a problem. In fact, I think Naperville's going to be cleaner thanks to the bubbles.
Thanks to the bubbles, right.
So... All right, the parade is restarted. The van is on the move. Little Friends, part of the parade as well. And we see signs. We see a Tom Skilling, you are the best, reads the sign in front. Another one says, good morning, WGN. So Little Friends here in Naperville holding up signs and joined by Squeeze, the Chicago Dogs mascot. I'm wondering if there's more than one Squeeze.
It seems like
Justin.
I feel like there's been
seems
two
like
Squeezes.
I've already talked about Squeeze here.
Squeeze is doubling back.
I think so. I think that's what's happening here. So
there are hundreds, if not thousands, of people that are lining the streets here at Webster and Jackson. Downtown
this reminds me of the day I was Grand Marshal of the Skokie 4th of July parade.
Just a long time ago, right?
You know, seeing the crowds lining the sidewalks and.
We're waiting for the
cue from TV to restart the parade. It's like a TV timeout in football. It's bright, sunny day here in Naperville. Not a cloud in the sky. And
it's a lot of fun watching Dave Ennett here do the work because they're trying to give him a hat. I have sunscreen on,
so we're good.
You're good, okay.
So, and there's the hand for Little Friends here in Naperville. So thanks for being here. Loaves and Fishes Community Services now making their way down Webster. holding a banner, wearing green shirts. This is their 35th anniversary, by the way, Justin.
Wow, you have all the facts.
They also have a shopping cart.
Which is probably, you can donate food, I would assume.
I would think so.
Yep. Dave gives you the facts.
Anybody got any canned goods?
Here we go. Objects
him?
Being thrown, wristbands being thrown into the crowd. This is creating pandemonium here.
Oh, anything free, crowds will go for.
And how about Naperville North football?
Yes!
The Naperville North football team going by. They're the ones throwing the wristbands. Nice job by the and the Naperville North girls cross-country and track teams.
Oh.
Naperville.
Shouldn't they be running instead of walking?
I was going to say, are they running faster than everybody else? Is that part of the delay? They're running? Slow.
The Riverwalk Duck Race.
Oh.
Being represented. The Naperville Riverwalk Foundation. Of course, we had a chance to look at the Riverwalk. It's beautiful. Great place to visit here in downtown Naperville. Mm. And how about this car with several yellow ducks on it?
How many ducks?
I can't count the number of ducks. There are so many. The Naperville Junior Women's League and the Naperville Women's Club represented in the parade.
Don't know what the ducks have to do with it.
And here's one of your personal favorites coming up next, Justin, I know.
Yeah.
It is Quigley's Irish Quiz Nights Pub.
Oh, great. What kind of car are they riding in?
It's a gray car. here comes Quigley's Irish Pub, home of the West Suburban Irish. And as you would imagine, a lot of green in evidence. Irish flags being shown.
Yes.
All right, so nice job. Let's.
Did you know, Dave, that the Irish flag, it's green, white, and orange?
Exactly right. All right. Naperville Central Step Group.
I think we have every high school here in Naperville in the parade, as they should be. Neuqua Valley, they have a ton. How many schools are there in Naperville, high schools?
Well, there's
five?
Central, there's North.
Yeah, five. Neuqua Valley.
The Naperville Public Library, Central. And they've got the library carts decked out with red, white, and blue tinsel on the sides.
Yeah, they got the Dr. Seuss hats on. That's because Dr. Seuss is an author, and they are representing the library.
I'm just wondering if this somehow has been recycled from their 4th of July parade. Well, it's multi-purpose.
So they have a bunch of tinsel on their library carts. Can you get them to do some sort of performance? Dave, maybe we can get them to perform like synchronized swimming?
Well, I believe there is a performance going on just to our right.
Describe the performance, Dave.
Well,
stomping. Stomping.
It's the
dance
step group.
Yeah, steps, stomping.
It's the Naperville Central Step Group Dynasty.
Oh, nice.
Nice
very
job
good.
By them.
Very nice.
I was looking for it. Left, right, left.
I couldn't see their legs.
You couldn't see their legs.
That's always a problem.
Well, I am enjoying the paradio right now with the legendary broadcaster, Dave Ennett, Cat, giving us play-by-play, radio play-by-play of the parade.
Let's hear for Indian Prairie School District, wearing the yellow shirts, and we have following them.
Looks like a lacrosse team.
Naperville North Boys lacrosse team.
Yeah.
More wristbands sailing towards us.
Right.
The Naperville North Boys Cross Country team and the center stage players are there, too. They're going to perform here in just a moment. They're wearing white T-shirts with purple lays.
Okay.
Right in front of us.
Lacrosse, that's the one with the stick and the net?
That's the one,
yes. Okay, good, good.
So The library group has made its way to the left, to the north, turning to the north. Morning, officer.
Do you have a permit to do paradio?
The Kiwanis Club.
Oh, there we go.
Always good to see the Kiwanis Club here.
Yeah, this is
wearing the dark shirts on a warm day. That's something you got to watch. Make sure you're hydrated.
It's an odd choice.
Naperville Kiwanis.
Yeah. You would think that, you go with a tank top or something like
that. Now, the ZA car is coming next. Zach Carr, this is a a van. I'm guessing this is the Zakar.
The Zakar.
What would that be, Justin?
A Zakar. Well, it's a it's purchased by pizza money. It makes it a Zakar. It's a Za.
See, I was going to say that. And I said that can't be it.
That can't be it.
Okay, here is the performance by the center stage players at the intersection. Hands up. Hands around. Now they step left, step right, clap, then back.
Stand up, sit down, fight, fight, fight.
That is classic. I can see it. Dave Ennett describing the dance.
You know, I haven't.
Hands up, left, right.
And now
big finish.
The big finish
the
as they huddle up and break and get a nice hand from the crowd as they lead the applause and off they go. It's a nice job. In the meantime, the Zakars have been waiting. This is a white van with some ads on the side.
Well, I hope we don't have to judge this, Dave, because the competition is extreme here.
And here come the Naperville JCs. Boy, they have some young members leading the group. The JCs also a dog.
Does that mean that every member needs to have a first name with a J and a last name with a C?
That's exactly
That's how it works?
Yes, that's how it normally works. Now the Naperville Park District with what looks to be is that a hot dog? Looks a waving hot dog and a couple of small, look to be evergreens.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Followed kind of an odd combination.
That is a waving hot dog.
A trailer with another tree on it. I don't have a lot of information.
Where's the mustard guy? Why isn't he with the hot dog?
Squeeze.
Yeah, Squeeze.
No, I think he ran away. So that's the Naperville Park District, Naperville Area Chamber of Commerce, or Area of Commerce. Coming through now with blue shirts.
Uncle Sam hats.
Placards.
Yeah, the red, white, and blue theme.
Oh, this is all part of the Park District. Naperville Park District.
Gosh, a lot
still
of
making
districts.
Their way down, Webster.
Hence the bushes on the truck.
This is such an enthusiastic crowd. The thousands of people along the parade route are loving every minute of this.
Oh, Dave, look, balloons. We got some balloons.
And we've got balloons.
What color
are
do we have, Dave?
Candy?
We've got, I see yellow, green, red, blue, sort of your basics.
Oh, Dave, he needs
Naper
to go in the
settlement.
Dunk tank.
Mary, you drove by the Naper settlement this morning,
right,
didn't you?
I drove by an entire village or city.
While you were trying to find your way here?
Yes.
Uh-oh, I hear some drums.
Historic Naper.
Neuqua Valley High School cheerleaders
are
making their way by.
Finally a band.
Now, again,
right behind them, the Naperville Central High School Band is coming up.
Now, Mary, again, they're the ribbons, and you were not wrong. The ribbons in the hair of all the cheerleaders.
All cheerleaders wear ribbons in hair and a ponytail.
The Red Hawks of Naperville Central.
None of them have short hair, you'll notice.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen.
Gotta keep it long, right?
Yep.
Well, this is obviously what makes a parade, Mary and Justin. It's having a great marching band to serenade the crowd here in Naperville.
Well, I want to get this marching band. After the marching band, we'll take our break and give Dave a break for a second.
Because this is draining.
How many drums are
well,
there?
I can't exactly see the drums yet. I can hear them.
So just by hearing estimate.
If I were to guess, it looks to be about 12.
12 drums.
We've got the drill team out in front. And in just a moment, you'll get a glimpse. Here they come, the Red Hawk Marching Band. Making their way past our broadcast location.
And the Red Hawks.
And the flag girls, yeah.
You got their flags. They're red.
Flags.
The red and white. There they are. Listen to this. Look at that. Look at the trumpets. You got bugles, some tubas on the back end.
Probably a partial band. Some are on vacation.
The parade's
always recognizable Naperville Central fight song.
There it is.
Do you know the words, Dave? Come on.
Something about go Red Hawks go, I'm
fight,
sure.
Fight, fight, fight.
Oh, so good. Paradio here on 720 WGN. All right, we'll take our break here as the parade kind of continues
here in downtown Naperville at the WGN-TV Block Party.
Back to the WGN Morning News Block Party. TV and radio together, it's the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Woo! I'm here in downtown Naperville for the WGN-TV Block Party. Justin Coffin, it's Steve, Dave Bennett, Mary Vandeville. This just in, the Peabody Committee has already cited Dave Bennett's radio play-by-play for the parade as the must-win of 2019. So,
well, it's a great honor.
It's a great honor.
His paradio.
That was good.
When you were describing the dancing of the dancers, left, right, up, down, come on, man. Best thing that's ever happened on this radio station. It's so good.
Well, that's covering a lot of ground, Justin, so I'll stop short of that.
Of course, Dave was doing the hokey pokey.
Yeah, yes. Right. Well, we saved the best for last year as we're here until 10 o'clock, but, of course, Dave's going to get in the dunk tank next. That's the last thing we're doing, right? Is that
happening? No, I think they've already wrapped up the dunk tank for the day, yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, see water in there,
because I was starting to get excited about it.
Oh, yeah, I could tell. You're getting very excited. Change your clothes and everything. No, of course, I'm talking about Mayor Steve Cherico. He is here, the mayor of Naperville. Steve, thanks for being here.
Yeah, good morning.
How about this? I mean, to put this together, to have WGN out here, but just the idea of your community to come together around this and enjoy this summer morning, it's got to be such a great feeling for you.
Yeah, that's the way Naperville rolls, man. They really do. You put this together a few weeks ago, and it's amazing, isn't it?
I can't
believe the amount of production that's involved with this from WGN. The crews and the staff and the backup is incredible.
Well, how about the parade? I mean, I assume there's a 4th of July parade, right?
There is.
So,
there's not. It's neighborhood parades in Naperville.
Oh, okay.
All the 4th of July
parades.
Really?
Okay.
We have Memorial Day and we have Labor Day.
So you come together for a big parade like this. I mean, that was a spectacle.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah, we had a lot of people out there today.
Oh, yeah.
For you, when you know, I mean, this is a testament to the community here, but Naperville, and you see this as the backdrop, the downtown, right along the Riverwalk, it's exceptional, and you see all the care that's put into it. It's not just happens overnight. This has been a development for a while now to make this downtown happen.
Yeah, this downtown area is really special. The Riverwalk has been just the centerpiece of our town. And, the Water Street District has just developed right around it. And really, it's made the, it's the crown jewel, as they say, right? We're very proud of it. And you guys couldn't have asked for a better day today.
Oh, I know. How about it?
Actually perfect out here.
I mean, this has been really an infomercial for Naperville. If you were going to tell someone who had never been to Naperville why they should come here, what would you tell them?
Well, it's got everything. I mean, first of all, it's a river town, which is always fun. You'll be able to walk along the river. But our dining experience here in Naperville is incredible. We have restaurants for everybody. The parks are wonderful. And so it's a very friendly town. We're a very welcoming town. So it's just a great place to visit. In fact, we have some visitors here from out of state. It's their 50th wedding anniversary today.
Wow.
The Harrises.
Good place to visit.
Yes. So.
Congratulations.
One thing about the western suburbs is a lot of the communities here are vying. They're competing because a lot of the downtown areas of some of your neighbors, they're also developing to try and grab everybody from the DuPage County area. How do you keep up with that when everybody wants to grab the people for their businesses?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question because you're right. It is a friendly competition among, the cities and the mayors to try to drive economic development. But Naperville's been very blessed. We have a lot of things that attract people, and it's a great brand. You know, we live the brand. So we have great schools, wonderful parks, and safe neighborhoods. And that brings people,
When you're talking about developing a downtown, do you have to be aware of how fast it develops? Or because we see this in Chicago and some neighborhoods, too, where there's so much that happens so fast, and then the character changes. Or they didn't think about five buildings next to each other that are all sky high.
Right.
You have to think about the development that's coming to Naperville.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you think about how Naperville has changed over the last five decades, I mean, it keeps getting better and better in my view. And the downtown is part of that. And so it changes, but it's part of that churn. And that's what keeps, I think, a downtown and really a city vibrant. So Naperville has been very lucky because we've had a lot of that change and it's that freshness and newness that keeps it exciting for people to come back.
or what do you got coming up? I know you got sidewalk sales that are this weekend, but after this parade and everybody's out, there are still reasons to stick around.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, we have lunch.
That's always
the restaurants are great. I know they were doing interviews with all the restaurateurs earlier, and there are plenty of them. But yeah, there's always things going on here in Naperville. We have our Naperville settlement across the street, and you know, there's fairs and sidewalk sales are always fun. So it's always a good time.
There you go.
Yeah.
Give it up for Mayor Steve Cherico, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And thank you for having us. Yeah, absolutely. The mayor of Naperville, obviously Naperville being the host today to the WGN TV block party here at 720 WGN. We'll take our last break here. All right, that's going to do it. We are here in Naperville at the WGN TV block party. We have the whole Steve Cochran show here. Want to thank Mike Heideman, Bill Malone, Marlene Wells, of course,
and Rick.
Rick was here too. Yeah, everybody that helped out with the WGN broadcast, tremendous event here for both the TV and the radio. You can hear the
Sandberg. Don't forget Sandberg.
Oh, don't forget Sandberg.
Where'd she go, by the way?
She had a meeting.
She had to go back in.
Of course,
she has to go to meetings now.
Oh, that's right.
Steve and all the guests. A great show out here.